I confess, I'm not perfect. I can't sew, knit, or crochet. I might have flaws, but this isn't one of them. Your moment, your dove.
Still don't have electricity this morning. President Obama will tell the country his plans for getting American troops out of Afghanistan tonight. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he supports withdrawing troops.
This is the longest war in the history of the United States of America. We should not be bashful. We should not be ashamed of bringing our troops home.
The president is expected to say he plans to bring home 10,000 troops this year and another 20,000 in 2012. NFL owners and players are meeting in Chicago to talk about a new collective bargaining agreement. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he's optimistic.
Players and owners are talking to one another, negotiating, and I think that's a positive step.
The two sides are trying to hammer something out before any games are missed in the fall. It looks like more people will be celebrating July 4th at home this year. AAA is predicting fewer people will travel. You guessed it, higher gas prices are the main reason why. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Need an exciting new cell phone? Then come to Walmart, where there's low prices every day on everything you need to stay connected. Get the latest phones from the best wireless carriers, like the Verizon Droid X2, the AT&T Samsung Infuse 4G, and T-Mobile's HTC Sensation. Activate it in store. And if you don't want the latest phones, Walmart also has pork and beans. Just empty a few cans and put a string between them. Personally, I'd go with the brand name cell phones at the lowest prices from Walmart, but I do like pork and beans. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Americans eat a lot of sugar, 11 million tons a year, so the fact that there is now a sugar shortage means we're going to have higher prices. There was too much rain causing floods in U.S. farmland this spring, which delayed plantings of sugar beets. The opposite problem in Mexico, which supplies almost half of our sugar, too little rain there. U.S. and Mexican farmers groups predict supplies will be down 10% this year and next, and prices up. The Fed Reserve concludes a two-day policy meeting today with expectation widespread that interest rates will remain at record lows. Also expected, confirmation that the Fed's bond buyback program, nicknamed QE2, will come to an end this month as scheduled. The Greek Prime Minister survived a confidence vote in Parliament last night, and that means fresh hope the nation may remain out of debt default. Asian markets rising after that. European markets giving some back after the news. S&P futures right now losing 5 points. NASDAQ futures down 9 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core Analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure-treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Hi, folks. This is Dennis Miller, and if you aren't playing a Google a Day yet, here's your chance to get started with a sneak peek at today's question. After everyday exposure to this element with 82 protons and 126 neutrons, the Huns were the least of the Roman Empire's problems. This cumulative poison was used as a preservative in what drink? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How does it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. It is First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Thanks for punching in this early morning. Dang, not even 7 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. And you get some of those mornings where you just kind of move a little slow. This would be one of those mornings, especially for certain members of my crew. I'd like to say we got a lot going on today. We don't. We actually don't have a lot going on today, which is kind of crazy. It's a nice, easy, relaxing day. Well, that may not be entirely true. Of course, I'm going to rely on you folks a little bit to make sure that we keep the phone lines full, we keep the conversation going, and I have a lot of stuff to share with you. Before I go any further, though, I want to thank the wonderful people out at the Waterford Democratic Club for inviting me to come speak to them last night. Had an amazing time. They had quite a spread. They had a large crowd. Oakland County Treasurer Andy Meisner was also there. I unfortunately didn't. I wasn't able to stay for his conversation, but the crowd was really quite receptive to what I had to say, and we talked about activism and democracy and the importance of Democratic clubs and. Again, just a wonderful time, and I'm glad I went. And then on my way back, I called Jeff so we could kind of go over the show for today. And Jeff made some remark about, oh, yeah, you know, I forget you go to bed early. All right, Radford, what's up? What was up with that remark? I let it go last night. What's that? You go to bed early?
I thought that's what the case was.
What time do you think I go to bed?
What time should we both go to bed? Earlier than what we... I know I went to bed way too late last night. You probably go to bed, say, 11.
God, no. If I went to bed at 11 o'clock, I'd be dead by now.
You went to bed at 7, I mean.
No, I didn't. Well, you know I didn't go to bed at 7. I talked to you at 8:30.
I have no idea.
Okay. I normally go to bed about 9:30 in hopes of being asleep by 10 o'clock. And I get up at 2:45. Now, I don't know what time you get up. You're normally here about the same time I am, 5 o'clock. So I don't know. What time do you get up? Well, not this morning wouldn't be a good morning to ask that question.
Yeah, yeah. No. Normally I get up at... The alarm goes off at 4, let's say it that way.
Okay. Do you really think... Do you honestly think I'm going to let this go today?
No.
Okay, so you can try to sweep it under the rug and push it aside. It's not going to happen. You know, listen, would you rather I was the kind of, I don't really want to consider myself your boss. I guess technically I am, but do you really want the kind of person in your life that would be mad about something like this? Would it make you happy if I was mad?
I'm more mad than anything. So you, having fun with it is the direction that I'd rather have you go, I guess.
Yeah. Well, 'cause you're not going to stop me anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, as long as we have that figured out. All right. Now, before we go any further, of course, we're going to talk to Tigers. The phone number, folks, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. And I think, Radford, we picked up some new listeners last night. We had a lot of listeners in the crowd at the Waterford Democratic Club last night, especially my dear friend Marcy, who is just a sweetheart. But I think we picked up some new listeners, and I don't know about this early, but certainly as we work our way through the morning, I think a few more people in Waterford will be dialing into 1310, and so I'm happy about that. I'm not so happy, though, about my Detroit Tigers, who have now lost two in a row. And, you know, you gave me the speech yesterday how there was another good pitcher last night, but we also had a good pitcher on the mound last night, but our good pitcher didn't pitch like a good pitcher.
Well, not only that, but the bats are just pathetic. I mean, again, I was up the entire game. I saw the entire thing. So that tells you how late I was up. And with Miguel Cabrera up, bases loaded, and weakly grounds into a double play, from that point on, it was a pathetic appearance at the plate for everyone. Everyone involved, I just had no ambition or I had no clue that they were going to get anything done. No hope that something at the plate was going to happen.
So they looked lethargic is what I'm hearing you say.
Oh, unbelievably so. Just unbelievably so.
You know, again,
I don't know if I have any inkling that they'll do anything again tonight.
Who do we have pitching tonight?
Porcello.
Okay, and who do they have pitching? Doesn't matter.
No, the big two we already got past, so it doesn't matter. I don't know at this point.
Wow, you're really down on the Tigers today. This is so unlike you.
Well, the West Coast trip. I don't know. Meanwhile, like, you know, Cleveland gets Pittsburgh, we get the Dodgers, so.
It doesn't matter who you get. You got to play them. You got to play them tough. You know, the bottom line is, if you're going to be a first-place team, if you're going to go to the playoffs, you got to beat whoever they put in front of you. You know that.
Yeah,
so
I do.
It doesn't really matter who we get and who they got. We got who we got. We got to beat who we got. We didn't do it last night. We certainly didn't get the job done. Are you hearing anything on the NFL labor strike? Anything at all?
Secret room meetings. It's slowly coming along. I heard that they're thinking about basically going only 3 days of the week that you wouldn't have NFL football now. The Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday thing is going to be for sure now.
What do you mean by that?
They're working on basically taking over every day of the week. Where if, you know how NFL used to be just Sundays.
Well, yeah, but that was I was still in diapers. Well, okay, not that long ago, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, now I mean, there's barely going to be a day that you don't have NFL football during the week. That's part of the negotiations that are going on.
All right, so we now have. Oh, you're right. We have games, and depending on what time of the year, but we have games on Thursday. We have games on Saturday, we have games on Sunday, we have games on Monday.
Right.
Depending on the time of the year, you know, so.
No, now they're talking that it's not going to be depending on the time of year. That's the season. The season's just going to have that featured every week.
I don't get that. I just don't understand. Although the ratings are probably there, they can probably justify it, which is why they do it. And I'm sure it means more advertising revenue for them, because this is always, you know, I'm talking about follow the money, Jeff. The NFL is literally the poster child for follow the money. There is so much cash. I mean, the NFL is a cash cow. There's no question that is absolutely true. They would make money. You're right. I get it. That makes sense. I don't know what that means in the bigger picture, because you got to look at the schedule. If I'm doing if let's say I do a Tuesday night game, you know, I can't really play the Sunday before or the Sunday after, can I?
No. And for the lesser important people, the fantasy football players, I mean, it would make a really weird schedule there. So that they care about people that do that.
How dare you say the less important people, the fantasy football.
Do you play?
I don't. I didn't last year. And I'm glad I didn't. I don't know when the last time you didn't play fantasy football, but it actually frees you in ways that you don't realize. And that's a good thing.
I don't know that I would enjoy it. I have to. That's something that just has to happen.
Oh, I'm just telling you, the reason I didn't last year is because I actually, back in July of last year, which is when I usually get engaged with it, I was on a big project in consulting for a company that I was doing some work for, and I had to miss the draft. And I had to. I didn't have a choice, and so I thought, okay, well, you know, I was going to have a surrogate go do the draft for me, and I just didn't line it up properly. It was just one of those, I was just really, really busy at the time, so I just didn't, you know, I wasn't thinking straight, and at that point, it just didn't happen. So I thought, well, I could have done other leagues, because obviously July is, they don't all start in July. But I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to take this year off, and I actually ended up enjoying watching football a whole lot more, not worrying about all that other stuff. And there's a lot to worry about, as you know. You know, there's a lot going on when you're watching, when you play fantasy football. And are you a one league guy, or do you do multiple leagues?
I try to just be one, and if I have multiple, you've got to try and get the same guys, because, yeah, then it just gets confusing.
Thank you for saying that.
You're rooting for one guy to do well and then not the other guy, and which team are you for, and you're against your home team, and it gets ridiculous.
See, and I didn't have to deal with any of that last year. And it does get ridiculous, so it was very good. I have a friend that I swear to God, this guy, you can't even call him on Sunday because he's so afraid he's going to miss a play. He's got two TVs on. He's got two computers on. He's constantly checking scores and stats. And I get it. For him, it's fun. That's fun. I guess it's fun. I don't know why you would do it if it weren't fun. But he's a slave to it. I mean, his wife and son have given up on him on Sunday. They just don't even... They don't even want to be around him. He's such a cranky Gus.
Have you ever heard of the Red Zone channel or seen it?
I've heard of it.
Oh, my goodness. That's like heaven for that guy, then. All it is they show, they never have commercial breaks. It's just part of the NFL network package, and they show every single time a team is about to score, if they're in the Red Zone, or if they, even if there's two teams in the Red Zone at the same time, they'll show one live and then go back immediately and show the other one, and... people that watch it are just glued to it.
I'm assuming you don't have the NFL package on your cable outlet?
No. Okay. I'll be visiting friends' houses when that's going on.
All right. Well, that's kind of wild. All right. We're going to set up the show when we come back from the break. I want my football. Can you tell? I need my football. I still love my Tigers, but I need my football. I don't know. The stuff I'm hearing just doesn't excite me. I need more movement. I'm not getting enough movement. 888-552-3595. What's on your mind this morning? You know, we do not have a jam-packed day today, although we've got some good stuff. Dr. Jennifer Martin will be in the studio, but we'll get to that on the other side, and I've got a couple emails I want to get to as well. I'm Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDGW. We'll take the break and be back right after this.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update continues to be good news at this early hour. We're just not seeing that big of volumes to have any kind of real delay. If you're on 94 heading through the city, you're going to find the interchange into 75 or M10 or I-96 to be moving along great both directions, whether you're heading to the east side or heading out toward Dearborn. It all looks good.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 84. Tonight we'll see rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow, again, rain, a high of 73. Right now it's overcast and 72 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Truppiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark, welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count On Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 MPG highway. See, savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
Thursday, the gloves come off.
Punch in the first shift as a right meat select. Tony Trupiano and Ann Coulter square off
right here
on 1310 WDTW.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's first shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, Tony Trupiano with you on this Wednesday morning, hump day, hump day. This week is either going by really fast or really slow, or I'm just dizzy and confused. I don't know. There's so much going on. Hey, Jeff, I just got an email that says that somebody in Kuala Lumpur needs to send me urgently and confidentially $26 million.
Okay.
It says, attention, good sir. I wish to inform you that this letter is not a hoax mail, and I urge you to treat it serious. We want to transfer to overseas accounts $26 million, in United States dollars, by the way, from Bank Negara in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. You think that's real?
Wow, you hit it big.
I just don't know why the spam filter didn't pick it up, but... Yeah, and according to the owner of this account, it's a Polish immigrant and a top government official and a resident of Poland who unfortunately lost his life in a plane crash. And they've chosen me, they've chosen me to take his money.
They must be, they get the internet there. They're fans of the show. So they just, that's probably how they got here.
I'm completely moved by this gesture. $26 million. I'm going to have to quit doing the show. I got to figure out how to spend that money. I forgot that those chain letters were still around. I did. I mean, I haven't had one of these. I'm sure you've had these, right?
It's been a long time.
Yeah,
I have.
But here it is. I mean, the address and all. I mean, 20 level 23 Mendra Dion, 27 Jalan Sultan Ismail, Box 50250, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Yeah, this is the real deal. Yeah, I've forgotten about these because again, your spam filter normally picks it up. So I don't know how this got by my my spam. And there's another one. Oh my God, I'm not joking. This one's.
See, now I'm starting to think somebody threw your address into something.
Yeah, and this one is this one starts off, dearest in Christ, with due respect and humility, I am contacting you under humanitarian ground. Under a humanitarian ground. I am Mrs. Linda Owen. I was born in Baltimore, Maryland, in America, and I was married to Dr. John Owen. We were married for 36 years, Jeff, and he died in 2006 from cardiac arrest. But before my husband died, there was a sum of $7,500,000, which he deposited in a private security company account. I'm raking in the dough today. $26 million there, $7.5 million here. What will I do with all this money?
It's like one of those Casey Kasem moments that during the countdown.
Yeah, dear Casey.
And she writes.
Yeah, absolutely. Dearest in Christ. That's the best part. All right. This now officially makes me a Republican, by the way.
Well, once you get that kind of cash.
Well, I mean, honestly, can I support the Democratic agenda with this kind of money in my pocket? And who would have thought? Two emails right in a row with that kind of cash in it. You know, you've got to wonder, and certainly I wouldn't expect anybody in this audience to ever call in on this. Has anybody ever responded to one of these? And I mean, just to see what would happen. I would love to hear. I mean, I doubt that anybody listening to this show has ever done this, but if you have, I would really love to hear from you.
Something tells me you don't have a computer anymore if you did.
But seriously, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Now, again, I'm assuming no one's ever done that. And, of course, just sending an email isn't going to ruin your computer. So I don't know what would happen. And maybe I should just respond to this and see what goes from there. I mean, at some point they're going to ask you for your banking account information, which is when they go in and steal your money. I get that. I totally get that. But I can't imagine that people, I mean, there are people that have actually fallen for this stuff, right? I mean, there are. Or they wouldn't still be out there. I'm assuming.
They're going to keep trying. You always see those things in the paper or in the news where you prey on the elderly, the less than knowing. I mean, not to say that the elderly are all less than knowing, but you know what I'm saying. People who don't pay attention to the news or aren't technology savvy.
Oh, yeah, they're preying on somebody. Obviously, they've got a profile of somebody. And by the way, this Miss Linda Owen, who's sending me the $7.5 million, wants me to know that she wanted this money to go to somebody that would use it for something good. And as an aside, Jeff, and we need to keep her in our prayers because, as an aside, she has cancer and needs to have surgery, and she's just asking that we remember her. She doesn't want the money. She just wants it to go to somebody that will use it for something good.
She's given up hope then. She could use the money on cancer research or something.
Well, no, that's what prayer is for.
Oh, okay. So the $7 million is...
I don't know. This is just a really touching moment between the people in Kuala Lumpur and poor Mrs. Linda Owen in Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, that's what makes it so real for me. They're from two totally different places in the world, so there's no way they can be connected.
No.
I mean, this is really, really exciting. Okay, do we really have so little to do today that I'm using this to talk about? Apparently we do, but we do have a quiet day today. Although we have a good day, Dr. Jennifer Martin will be with us in the next hour in studio to finish our bullying series, Jeff. And then Jalen Rose is going to be joining us as well to talk about the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. And although, you know, it is a charter school, one of the things that's kind of unique about his charter school, though, is it's done with a lottery system. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, once I did a little research, they're, you know, the lottery of how they pick kids, because it's not chosen the way that you would think a charter school's chosen, where they take the ones they know that they're going to get some success numbers out of. It's chosen, like you said, a lottery system, and still, even though enrollment's closed, they said they're still taking applications, so I guess maybe for next year.
Well, yeah, because the way I read it is this was its first academic year, so they only took a freshman class. So next year they will take another freshman class, and they will continue to do that until they have, you know, they will do that obviously every year. But they only had a freshman class this year because this year was their first, this academic year was their first year in quote-unquote business. So the first year they were open. So there wasn't a sophomore, junior, and senior class. So I would imagine class sizes were quite small. And then so next year you will have two, and the year after that you'll have three, and then the year after that, of course, you will have all four classes at the high school level. And, you know, with that, of course, they will, you know, then have a real full-blown school. And I know that they did basketball this year. I don't know what their plans are to expand other sports, but... You know, we'll talk to Jalen Rose about all this. You know, we'll figure out what's going on.
And plus, he's a product of the DPS, so we'll see what his experiences were growing up.
Well, yeah. I mean, did you freak out a little bit when I sent you my little note yesterday and said, hey, wait a minute, dude, this is charter school. You know how I feel about charter schools. Did you think, oh, my God, he's going to cancel this on me?
No, I was just hoping that we'd be able to present it as, you know, we give time to both sides. It's not like we're just
not always. I'm not fair and balanced. I'm the first to say that. And we do have Ann Coulter tomorrow, and God knows we know she's fair and balanced.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm getting so many emails. David Holt sends me an email. He's in D.C., right? He's in D.C., and he sends me an email last night. Ann Coulter? Really? For real? Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break here. Would love to hear from you. 888-552-3595. How do the people at Eastern Michigan University feel about the Detroit Public Schools' new proposal? Maybe not so gracious. I'll get to that, and we've got some email to get to as well. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Everything is still moving along pretty well. Those coming in to the interchange with 94, 696, that looks good. As you head west on the Ruther, traffic will start building in pockets out toward I-75, but not seeing any big slowdowns just yet.
Stop by McDonald's today and try a cool and creamy premium roast iced coffee starting at just $1.19. Available in hazelnut, vanilla, and sugar-free vanilla. Try your favorite premium roast iced coffee flavor today. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 84. Tonight we'll see rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow again, rain, a high of 73. Right now it's overcast and 70. 2 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Last weekend, the Workers' Independent News traveled to Netroots Nation. This year, the main focus was on organized labor, sparked mostly by the uprising in the state of Wisconsin. Nearly every panel we attended mentioned the Wisconsin moment and how it has sent waves of inspiration through the country and has changed the way progressive organizations and labor unions fight their battles. Van Jones was one of the keynote speakers of the event. He said one of the lessons he's learned from both the Tea Party and the spontaneous action in Wisconsin is that there is no more room for single, charismatic leaders. Instead, organizations need to unite and focus on charismatic networks.
That's the genius of the Tea Party. They have charismatic leaders of a certain kind. But if Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck and Dick Armey had a press conference tomorrow and said the Tea Party is over, it wouldn't be over because the values and the network wouldn't let it.
Peggy Mears is a member of the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, an organization that formed to help homeowners struggling with foreclosure to take on the banks. Mears spoke on a panel called The Empire Strikes Back, The Fate of Wall Street Reform. And she tapped into the inspiration she's felt in her state from what she witnessed happen in Wisconsin.
Wall Street bankers and Republicans with their deregulation mentality is the cause of the financial crisis. You will not put that on teachers. You will not put that on our public workers such as police and firefighters. We're not going to have it. We're standing with Wisconsin.
On Friday, four buses of online activists traveled to the Minneapolis Stone Arch Bridge, which stands in the view of the I-35 bridge that collapsed 4 years ago. There, the laborers were holding a rally to push for investment in the nation's eroding infrastructure. Terrell Clark of the Blue-Green Alliance said that infrastructure doesn't simply mean roads and bridges.
We want to make sure that we can continue to have safe and clean drinking water. We need to make those investments now, create those good jobs, and make sure that we're moving forward. Every day, 7 billion gallons of clean drinking water are lost to leaking pipes.
Laborers President Terrence O'Sullivan also spoke on the bridge, and he pushed the message spread 2 miles away in the convention center.
Let us fight together and let us win together, not only for infrastructure, but let's be radical in our approach. We need to be radical when it comes to the fight for workers' rights, for humans' rights, for civil rights, for infrastructure jobs, and the right to put people back to work again. And I know that we will do it. So let us stand together, let us fight together, and let us win together.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. I am Tony Truffiano. Again, feel free to join us. We're open lines in this hour, 888-552-3595. I saw that Todd checked to make sure that the phone lines weren't working today. Our Facebook first shift poll question of the day. And we'll actually talk about this a little bit. There are new warning labels coming to a cigarette pack near you. Will the graphic images help to reduce the number of smokers in America? Will the graphic images help to reduce the number of smokers in America? For those of you that are not aware, there is going to be the warning stickers, the labels on a pack of cigarettes are going to have truly disgusting photographs on them. Some autopsies, clogged arteries, cancerous lips, dirty lungs. And of course, that this is the another effort by the Food and Drug Administration to try to curtail smoking here in the United States of America. And the warning messages themselves are going to get much more concise. You know, smoke cigarettes and die, basically, is what they're going to say. And, of course, most people know this and they smoke anyway, so the question is out there, you know, will these new graphic images change, you know, those people? Now, you would think that the cost would be prohibitive enough, especially here in Michigan. Of course, you know, they're not as expensive everywhere as they are here, but in some places they're even more expensive. But a carton of cigarettes, you know, easily costs $65, which would be $6.50 a pack. And there are places that, you know, it's up to $8 to buy a pack of cigarettes, which is a lot of money. You would think that would be enough to get people to quit. Apparently it's not, because people are still smoking. Of course, you know, of that $8, most of it's tax. And so you kind of wonder, you know, why they continue to put this, what's supposed to be a prohibitive tax on something that I don't know that it's changing. In fact, maybe 2 months ago when we first started the show, I read a story that there really has not been a significant decrease in the number of smokers in this country over the last 5 or 10 years. A significant decrease. You know, there has been a decrease, but not significant. And then, you know, the one... And this is kind of what gets me, because it's always about, you know, the new smokers, you know, replacing the old smokers who are either dying from lung cancer or quitting or whatever they're doing. But, you know, young people know more than they've ever known that smoking is awful. You know, this is one of those things where you go, there's no one that doesn't know smoking isn't bad for you, right? I mean, everybody knows that smoking is bad for you. So why do people do it? I'm thinking back to when I started smoking. You know, it was just what everybody was doing. Literally everybody. You know, I'll ask Jeff and Todd. And neither one of them are smokers, and I'm assuming have never smoked. Is that correct, Jeff? Todd, have either one of you ever smoked?
Never touched one. Nope, never smoked.
Todd.
A handful of times, not very much.
All right, because I know you're a card player, and sometimes smoking and cards go hand in hand.
Yeah.
They do. But so no, you're definitely not a smoker, right?
Oh,
no, you're not a smoker. And are your parents smokers?
No, never. Well, I think my mom did it for a very brief time.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's, you know, you regret ever starting. And yet, you know, and you know how bad it is for you, yet people continue to do it. It is a horrible, I mean, you know, nicotine is a horrible drug. It's quite addictive, as we all know. Do either one of you think that these new warning labels will make any difference, that, you know, you'll see literally pictures of autopsies and, you know, clogged arteries and diseased lips and nasty lungs? Do you think that will do anything to curtail smoking?
Well, think about it. If it was like almost any other thing, then yeah, you would think it would make a big deal. Like say, like all of a sudden chicken's bad for you. You go to the market and you go to pick up a chicken, and on right there on the package is like, you know, these disgusting, horrible images. You probably think twice about doing it. But something like cigarettes, people are like, you could put, you know, I don't even, you could put the most disgusting image ever on there, And people will just look right, right past it, and, or they'll start thinking it's cool, and it'll be on a T-shirt or something.
Oh, but wow. And I hope that doesn't happen. If you saw, I mean, you can just Google this. If you saw the pictures they're going to be putting on cigarette packs, nothing anybody would want to wear on a T-shirt, I can assure you. I really, Jeff, it's nothing anybody would want to buy on a T-shirt ever.
They will make it cool somehow, some way. That's just how, I mean, like you said, smoke. Everyone knows smoking's bad, and yet people still start. Like, they're still brand new people, 13 years old, starting smoking.
Yeah, but that was kind of my point, is that why do, because kids, above all else, kids know how bad smoking is. They absolutely, it's ingrained in them at the earliest possible age. You know, and so part of it's probably it's the taboo thing. You know, I shouldn't be doing it, therefore I will. I'm going to be the rebel. Watch me puff away. You know, and of course, I've never met a smoker that said, I'm really glad I started smoking. You know, that was one of the best things that ever happened to me was lighting that first cigarette. And I'm telling you, since I've been addicted, I can't begin to tell you how happy I am. You know, I've never heard a smoker say that. Now, I'm a smoker, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to take some crap for it. I enjoy smoking. I really do. And you're saying, how the hell can you enjoy something that you know is literally killing you every single time you light up? I don't know. Maybe that's the magic of nicotine.
How do you feel about them slowly, you know, declining the places or getting rid of the places that you're able to do it? Because I just read recently, University of Michigan's campus,
the entire campus
is going smoke-free. I mean, they started with restaurants. Now they're going school campuses.
Well, hospitals, there are a lot of hospitals where even in the parking lot, in your car, you're not supposed to smoke.
Yeah, wasn't there something about in your car, if you have children, then even in your own car, they were thinking about somehow
correct. If you had children, and I don't remember what the age limit was, but yes, if you had a child in your car, that it would be against the law to smoke a cigarette. And, you know, and again, I've always been one of those smokers that's very sensitive to other people's feelings about it. You know, but my thing is always, you know, you have to let me know. If it bothers you, then tell me, and then I will put it out. I'll make sure that I don't smoke around you. I mean, I don't have a problem accommodating people in that regard. Smoke is a very invasive thing. It doesn't discriminate. You know, and so I'm sensitive to that. If somebody's lying to me and saying, oh, no, it doesn't bother me, well, I don't know that they're lying. But if somebody says, yeah, you know, I would rather you not smoke around me, I have no problem with that. I have no problem, Jeff, with not being able to smoke in a restaurant. Now, that's not to say that the handful of times that I go to a bar in here that I wouldn't occasionally like to light up, because I would. And it's only a problem in the winter months because you can go out in the warmer, in the fall, in the spring, and in the summer, you can go outside and smoke. It's no big deal. There's always, you know, all the bars have a place for you to go smoke. But I don't, yeah, it just makes me wonder at what length we have to go to before people will finally say, and I don't think we should legalize it or make it illegal. I don't think we should make cigarettes illegal. Because that would only create a huge black market, number one. And the amount of money that the taxes that are brought in on cigarettes is astronomical. They couldn't stand it if cigarettes were illegal. They wouldn't know what to do with that loss in revenue, I assure you.
You know, it is starting to become, though, the opposite way. You know how everyone thinks about, oh, it looks so cool. Now I'm starting to find people are saying, you know, you walk around and you know someone, you meet someone, you think they're pretty cool. All of a sudden they're like, well, I'm going to go smoke. And you're like, really? Like, you kind of look at them like, you do that still? I mean, at least with me. I know there's some people who, you know, they all smokers like to hang out together. And they get those special perks at work where it's like, I'm on my smoke break. And I used to work at a grocery store. And then the guys would be like, I'm going on my smoke break now. And I would take, like, string cheese and go sit with them because it's like, if you're on a smoke break, geez, I'm going to be on some sort of break.
But, you know, there has been some, and listen, one of my wife's pet peeves at work is that, you know, it's like when somebody says, hey, listen, I'm going to go out inside, have a cigarette real quick, that has become, like, so acceptable in the workplace, right? Because, hey, you know, I can't smoke in the building, and so, you know, if I want to go, you know, twice a day outside to have a cigarette, it's like all of a sudden, and my wife is not a smoker, And she just hates the smoke break thing. So she her thing is she'll say, I'm going to go have my fresh air break. Because she was the only one not getting a break because everybody in the office smoked. And which is unfair. It's horribly unfair. You know, I will never forget the first. I had a client years ago when I owned a PR firm who was a really heavy smoker. I mean, this guy, like, lit them off each other. That's how much he smoked. I have no idea how many packs a day, but it had to be a lot. And I asked him one day, how did you get started? And he was in the military. And they would let the smokers take a smoke break, Jeff. And so, and he wasn't a smoker, so he wouldn't get the break. So he started smoking just to get the break. That's literally why he started smoking.
And see, that's what I'm talking about. That's how it was at our place. And I, that's why I refused. I went with the string cheese instead.
Okay. All right. Time for the string cheese break. Okay, Jeff. Okay, just Jeff. All right, go on, buddy.
Yeah, I doubt that would catch on.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe not. Maybe it's a pretzel break. You know, make it look like a stogie. Just saying.
I had somebody, I had a college, or I mean a teacher in high school. Remember, you know those candy cigarettes?
Sure, I remember that.
Yeah, he told me not to use those because he said, people will think that you're a smoker. And I was like, they're candy, dude. I mean, they don't even look anything like, there's no smoke coming off of this
thing.
They
tasted,
you know,
like crap, too.
Oh, I got addicted.
Really?
I liked them a lot.
Yeah, the candy cigarette. Yeah, I'll keep you in my prayers. Or maybe, you know, Mrs. What's-Her-Name in Baltimore, Maryland will put you on her email list. Who knows? A quick break here. Will the new labels make any difference? Does the phone actually work? Are you really out there? 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. We're going to take the break. We'll be back right after this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Don't settle for a second-string used car. Listen to the Carfax and get a free Carfax vehicle history report from your dealer. You'll see accidents and service reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the vehicle's history. Just say, show me the Carfax, or visit Carfax.com.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 on 1310 WDTW.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count On Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 MPG highway. See, savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that. Thursday, the gloves come off. Punch in to first shift as the right meets the left. Tony Trupiano and Ann Coulter square off right here on 1310 WDTW. 3-1. Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you 10 minutes before the top of the hour. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. That's Tony at thetonyshow.org. The Facebook First Shift poll question of the day is simple. Will the new graphic labels on cigarettes curtail smoking in the U.S. of A? Now, I'd put some, you know, as I do every morning, I'd plug in a couple answers, but nobody's answered those. People have added their own. People are, you know, it's my eyes. It's the eyes. People are going to smoke anyway, is leading the pack, no pun intended, and it may slow down consumers, but others will be like, yeah, gotta die someday. That's probably true, because it's not like, again, we don't know. And Jeff, don't you find it kind of odd that some people can literally smoke like a chimney and it doesn't ever affect them physically? I mean, that's just true. So not most people, but there are people that it just never affects them.
Like George Burns, who lived to be 100?
Yeah, well, he was a cigar smoker, not a cigarette smoker. But
are those worse?
Yes, because they're unfiltered. Although he used a filter. You know, he did use a filter on his cigar. You know, he had his own little private, or not, well, whatever, you know, it was a portable little filter device. But, those would be worse. And it's just, you know, again, of course cigars would have to be worse. It's a heavier smoke. I would think that, although, you know, they add so many different chemicals to cigarettes now. And they didn't always, cigarettes didn't always have all the chemicals that they have in them today. You know, they kind of changed the formula, if you will, which I never understood. I need to quit. I get that. I just don't understand what they think these graphic images are really going to do. I guess maybe once I see a pack, because I'm going to imagine the tobacco companies, unless somehow this law that's requiring this regulation from the FDA that is requiring these new images, if you're going to be able to allow to take that package apart and get rid of the picture, or if, you know, it's actually going to be a part of the pack itself where, you know, you can't detach it and throw it away. Because nobody's going to want to look at that. You're not going to put out your cigarettes and, you know, see a diseased lung sitting in the middle of a picture, right? At least I wouldn't. All right. let me get to this email. And then the story I've got on Eastern Michigan, I'll save to a little bit later on. So, Jeff, yesterday as you know, I spoke at the Waterford Democratic Club, and then I came home and, you know, did my usual evening thing and went to bed. Well, I got up this morning, there was and this is actually, this is to both of us, so this is why I'm sharing this with you, because it says to Tony and Jeff, although he only sent it to me. I'll forward it to you so you have it, since he was nice enough to include your name. So I guess that you're going to follow into this as well. So here we go. Tony and Jeff, I am a conservative who consistently listens to AM 1310, and I listen to your show on my way to work. I must say that you need to increase the intellectual dialogue to keep an educated audience listening to your show. You lose me after about 15 minutes, since the show basically carries three themes regardless of the topic. One, we need to tax the greedy rich people and corporations, and all the financial woes would be fixed. Well, there's some truth to that, actually. Two, the Republicans are to blame for all the problems and are heartless, cold, and greedy. Well, those that are elected, that would be, I guess, true. And three, the progressive Democrats are the only compassionate ones with all the solutions, and they really care about people. I'm glad you see it my way. Look at your discussion today, which would have been yesterday, about financial managers for the Detroit Public Schools. Did you ever stop to think about why they need financial managers? Absolutely, I have. Why is DPS in such a financial and academic mess? Why is DPS the worst in the nation? Because of the central administration. That's why. That's exactly why. And we'd be happy to debate that with you. Now, Jeff, I want you to know before I go on, this guy's name happens to be Tony, so we could do like a Tony and Tony show, but he's offered to come on the show and straighten me out.
Oh, of course. That's what the catch is.
Well, no, I mean, you know, he's serious here, because I got a second email that said, hey, you know, Tone, I'm willing to come on the show and show you how to do this.
Well, he would bring up the intellectual level of the show. That's the part that I don't get. I mean, he listens a lot. It's not just more than the 15 minutes, because he knew more about yesterday's show than just 15 minutes.
than you did, and you listened to the whole thing. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I'm kidding. So let me continue here. So he says, for too many years, we have elected inexperienced and incompetent people to run complex government organizations. Many of these people in elected office, to include the DPS school board, have never produced and managed a budget prior to getting elected. During the quote-unquote good years, they were able to operate since there was money. Now that the revenue is down and all of the bad decisions the inexperienced elected idiots made are causing local, state, and federal governments to collapse, look at the waste, fraud, and abuse in the Detroit public schools over the last 20 years. The elected officials could not handle the complex nature of the finances, and we now need professional business people to clean up the mess. It is not, underlined, about control. It is about fixing the mess created by inexperienced politicians, most of them Democrats, who have destroyed the Detroit public schools. Or I can use your logic. So this is my logic. I love it when people feed me my own logic. Let's not bring in financial professionals. Let's keep the same elected idiots in power. Give the union teachers more money and raise taxes on the rich, and all that will be fixed. Please elevate the intellect on your show. This thinking only appeals to the uneducated and those who do not use the gray matter between their ears. Well, Jeff, I don't know if I should be pleased, upset,
The funny part is he had three main, he criticized for us for only three main things during our show. I wrote them down. We elected the wrong people. It's the Democrats' fault, and we're not intellectually as competent as he is. Those are the three main themes he had, and he's criticizing us for having only three main themes, which are pretty much the opposite.
All right. Now, I want to point out here, because he sent that at 10:23 last night. At 10:32, which is 9 minutes later, that's my public education at work there, he sends another email, Jeff, and this is how it starts. Tony, I am a right-wing conservative, but I listen to your show. Same guy, 9 minutes later. As I wrote in an earlier, your show is lacking intellectual depth. The current format and dialogue is about fifth grade level. I would love an opportunity to come on your show and have a discussion about various things. I would represent conservatism and you take the progressive side. We could discuss Social Security, health reform, financial managers, taxing the rich, etc. I am an amateur, but I think I can help you have an interesting segment for your show. Please consider and we can discuss. Your thoughts?
He's basically just wants to get on the show, right? So he's going to just trash us and call us idiots and then just to get on the show?
Yeah, but Jeff, it's funny because 9 minutes after he writes, you know, the seven paragraph email, 9 minutes later he writes the two paragraph email saying, hey, I listened to your show. I just got your freaking email, dude. Of course I know that already. Oh, sweet Jesus. Unfortunately, Amir, we're out of time, buddy, so you're going to have to call back during open lines a little later on in the show. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take a break at 1310 WDTW. Dr. Jennifer Martin, when we continue in studio, stay with us. Thanks for punching in this morning. We'll be right back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Hello, Tony. Our total traffic update looks like we're seeing some slow spots along the Southfield Freeway, M39, where we have only one lane open from Michigan up toward Grand River 96 area. Some of that traffic getting a little heavier as you tried to jump onto 96. If you're coming off the Jeffries, going southbound through our construction zone, some pockets of slower traffic as you try to make your way down toward the Dearborn area.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 84. Tonight we'll see rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow, again, rain, a high of 73. Right now it's overcast and 72 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, President Obama will tell us his plan for withdrawing American troops from Afghanistan tonight. He's expected to bring home 10,000 this year and another 20,000 next year. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz says the threat of terrorism is not centered in just one place.
Are there bad guys in Afghanistan? Absolutely. But we got problems in Yemen, the Arabian Peninsula, Pakistan. We got problems all across the world that we're going to have to deal with. But it doesn't mean we put 100,000 troops into those.
CNN's Barbara Starr says the president has to convince his generals this is the right move.
The president has to ensure at this point in making this announcement that he's encouraging the commanders to move along with the withdrawal, but not move along so fast that maybe you risk some of the security gains that they've made already.
People in Minot, North Dakota are bracing for the worst flooding they've ever seen.
We could have some really catastrophic type of event here, and it will be. There's not much of a doubt.
Thousands of people have been told to evacuate by tonight. The Souris River is expected to set a new flood record. Some people in Chicago could go days without power. The city is recovering from severe storms that hit the Midwest Tuesday. About 300,000 power customers are without electricity this morning. The ash cloud from a Chilean volcano is beginning to thin over Australia. Airlines are resuming flights in Sydney and Melbourne. First Lady Michelle Obama continued her visit to South Africa Wednesday with a speech to a group of young women. She led them in a chant using a line made famous by her husband during his presidential campaign.
What do you say? Yes, we can. What do you say? Yes, we can. What do you say?
She challenged them to each find a social problem they could fight for. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on a road trip ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/9.
Hi folks, this is Dennis Miller, and if you aren't playing a Google a Day yet, here's your chance to get started with a sneak peek at today's question. After everyday exposure to this element with 82 protons and 126 neutrons, the Huns were the least of the Roman Empire's problems. This cumulative poison was used as a preservative in what drink? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com. agoogleaday.com.
Too much rain north of the border, too little rain south of it. This spring provided the perfect combination of antagonism for the sugar industry. Those massive floods in much of the U.S. heartland forced farmers to delay or cancel planned sugar beet plantings. Mexico, which supplies almost half the 11 million tons of sugar the U.S. consumes each year, has suffered drought. Result is a 10% reduction in supply and even likely higher prices this year and next. Later today, we get the second ever post-Fed meeting press conference from Chairman Bernanke. Today's rate decision and conference are not expected to reveal changes in interest rates or stimulus plans, but economists tell Market Watch they could include a more pessimistic view of the economy. Ahead of that, S&P futures are down 4 points, NASDAQ futures losing 9, Dow futures off 29. Japan's Nikkei was a standout. It rallied almost 2%. European markets are holding near flat. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? Origin's Cash Core Analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs.
protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac!
That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Need an exciting new cell phone? Then come to Walmart, where there's low prices every day on everything you need to stay connected. Get the latest phones from the best wireless carriers, like the Verizon Droid X2, the AT&T Samsung Infuse 4G, and T-Mobile's HTC Sensation. Activate it in store. And if you don't want the latest phones, Walmart also has pork and beans. Just empty a few cans and put a string between them. Personally, I'd go with the brand name cell phones at the lowest prices from Walmart, but I do like pork and beans. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, Tony Trupiano with you. And we got a lot to get to in this hour. And a little bonus, actually. And I'll tell you what that bonus is in just one moment. Want to remind you, if you want to join us at any time throughout the program, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And Jeff, the hate mongers are out this morning. I referenced the email that I handed you at the top of the hour. And, of course, the guy that writes me every day that hates me has already sent his daily email. And, of course, a couple, of course, supporting us. But I'll get to these a little later on because I love sharing the hate mail. And I'm still getting the people going, really, Tony? Ann Coulter? Really? Yeah, Ann Coulter tomorrow. But let me get to my guest in this half hour. And before I do that, let me just set it up this way. We have Jalen Rose at the bottom of the hour, and Dr. Jennifer Martin is in studio with us. She has agreed to stay after her interview now, and she's going to join us again in the 8 o'clock hour. Hopefully we can take some calls, and we're just going to make her the co-host in the last hour of the show today. So we're going to let Dr. Jennifer Martin comment on everything we do in that last hour, see how maybe she'll want to get into radio after this. Who knows? Or maybe she'll never want to do radio again after this. who knows? So let me get to my guest. As those of you that listen to the show on a daily basis know, we have been doing an ongoing series on bullying and legislation. This all started with a conversation, actually the first week I was on the show, and Dr. Jennifer Martin called the show as she was listening that morning. She's an expert in Title IX, and we, of course, have talked about that and what it means and how that, of course, does protect people in a way, illegally, in a way that we did not realize on this show. At least I did not realize it. And many of you, of course, have reached out to me that didn't realize that as well. But Dr. Jennifer Martin joins me now. She has worked in public education for 15 years, 13 of those as the department head of English in an alternative high school for at-risk students in the Detroit metropolitan area. She wasn't with us last week because it was finals week in the school. And so here she is to wrap up our series this week. And I want to welcome you back to the show, Dr. Jennifer Martin. Thanks
Good
for
morning,
being with
Tony.
Us.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me.
So how do you like these luxurious studios?
It's amazing. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, but I don't have a window. Actually, the only window, I tell people it's kind of like a jail cell. I have a window that looks out into the hallway.
But I'm not here for the view anyway. I'm here
for
the
cozy.
It is cozy. I'm here for the conversation nonetheless. So, and here we are. You know, as we kind of left the last time we talked, which was 2 weeks ago, a lot's happened in regard to the dialogue on this issue, especially as it relates to the LGBT community. I'm sure you're aware of what's happened in Holland.
Yes.
With the city council there.
I'm very disappointed about that.
And then yesterday, the state legislature, I don't know if you're aware of this, is proposed to pass legislation that would make it illegal, get this, illegal to offer health benefits to partners, not necessarily same-sex, but partners in general. That would include same-sex partners. Not only make that illegal, but make it illegal for that to even be included in a collective bargaining agreement. They wouldn't have been able to negotiate that.
Right. I get my updates from Equality Michigan, and all of my friends at Michigan Now were calling our legislators about that issue. So,
and as we have time later, maybe we can talk, again, because you're going to be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. But let's do some reviewing for the people that have not been with us. And let's talk again a little bit about Title IX and other civil rights laws that do protect students, because ultimately this is about students.
Right.
And I have a listener that is listening this morning because she let me know yesterday. She emailed me that she would be listening tomorrow. She has a 10-year-old that is being bullied.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with his sexual orientation. It has to do with the fact that he's literally 4 inches smaller than every other 10-year-old in the school, and that made him easy prey for them. So she's interested in what we're talking about. So let's talk about Title IX again and just remind people what some of these protections are that are already existing.
Sure. Well, in terms of reviewing, you had the show about the Rick Jones bill and the House bill. And my concern was, now, Glenn Anderson had a Senate bill that was debated, and that was an enumerated bill. And I support that fully. I support enumeration. That bill didn't go anywhere, of course, because nobody wants to touch the sexual orientation, gender expression, gender identity and expression, real and perceived. So that didn't go anywhere. So my thing is, the Rick Jones bill just sort of makes it mandatory for school districts to create anti-bullying and harassment policies. That's it. It's not enumerated. Most school districts have these policies anyway in place, but most aren't enumerated. So I wanted to let people know that we have federal legislation in place, federal civil rights laws, Title IX being one of them, that protect students against harassment, sexual harassment, LGBTQ harassment, which goes above and beyond what this non-enumerated bill will do. So I wanted to raise awareness and let parents and students know that if they're being sexually harassed in schools, if they're being harassed or bullied because of their sexual minority status, that they have this recourse, that parents, school districts, it's their responsibility to step in and protect students and to stop the harassment. And if they aren't doing that, then parents have this recourse. They can sue under Title IX, or they can contact the Office of Civil Rights to launch an investigation. And this is happening. School districts have been forced to change, and parents can sue for monetary damages if the school district isn't stepping in. And this is happening. And there is precedent that LGBTQ students have won these cases.
Well, you know, I find it kind of interesting at a time where, and I don't think we've had this conversation. I know I've had this conversation with other people, and maybe Roland Leggett, who you introduced me to, Dr. Jennifer Martin from Equality Michigan, but certainly we're at a time where we're more accepting of alternative lifestyles than we've ever been in the history of this wonderful country of ours, yet we still don't seem to be able to find just the simplest ways to make our laws inclusive, all inclusive, and I just don't understand that disconnect.
Well, I think the issue is our legislators are far more conservative than the general population. And we see that right now with the war on women, which we can talk about later. And we see that with a lot of religious-based issues, with not protecting our citizens in terms of giving protections to LGBTQ people, protections to women, and things like that. And I think that most of the population, I think 60% is pro-choice, but there have been 22 bills in 2011 to limit reproductive freedom for women, just in Michigan.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we know we have a very conservative legislature in the state of Michigan right now. We have a very conservative governor right now, and this doesn't necessarily bode well, especially for children. You know, we're going to go back to the schools here. And as we see our budget stressed, I mean, you know, normally you would like to think that there is a dedicated officer, and there's supposed to be in each school that's a Title IX expert.
Mm-hmm. Title IX coordinator.
Right.
Yes.
Often that Title IX coordinator is the athletic director who understands that, you know, they're responsible for that role, but really have no idea what the tenets of the law are, what they include, what they don't include. And that is problematic. I mean, that is very, very problematic.
Yes, and that's what I'm finding with my research. There are some school districts in Michigan that are admitting that they don't have Title IX coordinators. A lot of times they are high-level superintendents that don't have direct contact with students and parents. And another provision of the law is that the contact information and identity of the Title IX coordinator is to be made public and accessible to students and parents, and that is not happening. So that's part of my advocacy. I would like to see that information on school district websites. I would like to see it on letters that go home to parents, so that if students are harassed, parents know where to go for recourse. They know where to go to get help. They know where to go to, you know, file a claim, a complaint, but that's not happening. So, excuse me, my hope is that people will contact us, districts will contact us, teachers, parents, contact Michigan Now so that we can help, because we're here to help and perhaps even do training.
All right, well, let's talk about that very quickly, because we're up against the break, and then we've got a call that I want to get to after the break. But let's talk about Michigan. How is Michigan Now involved in this, and how can they be helpful to the parents especially that would need some assistance?
Well, I am the Title IX Task Force Chair for Michigan Now for the state, and I was sort of, let's say, appointed to this job by a veteran feminist who knew me from my work on sexual harassment. And I just started doing research and found these things and started doing this work. And I created some Title IX fact sheets for parents, students, administrators, and teachers, which are up on the Michigan Now website, which is www.michnow.org. And on the left side, there's a link. It's called Jennifer Martin Title IX Info. So you click that, and those sheets are there.
All right, and so you can just go there and download that. We'll make sure Todd gets that on Facebook. That's michnow.org, mich, M-I-C-H, now.org. We're going to take a very quick break here. Dr. Jennifer Martin in studio with me. She's also going to be with us again in the 8 o'clock hour. We do want to get to the phone, so Mike in Westland, stay where you're at. We're going to come right back to you. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is Detroit's only progressive talk station, and I'm the only progressive local and live talk show. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update includes some flooding along the Reuther, 696 eastbound. There's been some word of some water near 11 Mile, near Mound, near Van Dyke. You want to be careful. You don't want to hit that with any kind of speed. Some of the inside-outside lanes, again, that standing water on 696. 75 South starting to get busier for those trying to come in toward the 696 interchange, heading down toward about 8 Mile.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include a chance of rain throughout the day, a high near 84. Tonight, look for a chance of rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow, showers are likely, and a high near 73. Right now, Metro Airport, it's mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
The best value? Simple. It's the one that lasts. Like the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. New brake pads or shoes, just $99.99 per axle installed. With a guarantee good for as long as you own your car. New brake pads or shoes installed, just $99.99 per axle. Midas. Total car care, total customer care.
Additional parts, labor, shop fees, and taxes extra. Most vehicles, see manager for guarantee terms at participating Detroit area Midas.
For contractors looking to cut costs, a Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
A Rhino man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane. It's Blue Rhino.
Find us at Lowe's, Walgreens, Speedway, or other Rhino Man-approved retailers at BlueRhino.com.
Thursday, the gloves come off.
Punch in to First Shift as the right meets the left.
Tony Trupiano and Ann Coulter square off
right here on 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And thank you for punching in as we continue on this Wednesday morning show. Dr. Jennifer Martin is my guest in studio. We are going to go to the phones, and if you'd like to join us, again, the number is 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Mike and Westland to First Shift. Mike, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? You're on the air with Dr. Jennifer Martin.
Well, Tony, I'm on my way to work myself, and I came into this conversation midstream, so before I ask my question, I want to make sure my premise is correct because I wasn't here at the beginning of the interview, but is the basis of the conversation and the doctor saying about incidents against in high schools and grade schools about people who are lesbian, gay, transgender, is that what the basis of, like, say, bullying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that being said, I understand that these folks feel that that's, you know, a very important part of their identity. Now, I am a Christian, and I've raised my children as Christian, and their Christian identity is very much a part of their life. But every day when they walk into that school and they go to public school, they have to leave their Christianity at the doorstep. They are not allowed to wear anything inside of that school that is Christian or religious-centered. So where is their freedom to be able to be true to their inner identity?
Mike? Is it Mike?
Yep.
Hi, Mike. Well,
hi.
I guess when you attend public school or when you attend any school, the main goal is that students are learning, and students can't learn if they're not safe. So our priority is to keep all students safe. And also, in public school.
I'm only going to have a limited amount of time. I'm on my way to work. I know it's going to move on. So you support the prejudice and bigotry against Christian students not being able to be true to their inner identity.
How is that compatible with what I said?
Yeah, well, she didn't say anything.
I posed it as a question. So do you feel that Christian students should be able to outwardly express their inner belief, their true belief in God? Do you believe that?
Sure. Students can do that. I don't believe that it's appropriate for teachers to endorse one religion because teachers have to be inclusive because teachers have students of all religions in their classroom. So they have to be tolerant and accepting of everyone.
Mike, well, let me just ask you a quick question. I mean, my kids go to school my youngest just graduated high school, but they were never told they couldn't wear a crucifix around their neck or, a t-shirt that identified their religion.
Tony, when you graduate valedictorian and that, you can't use God in your speech.
I don't think that's true.
That's not true. At my son's graduation, the valedictorian, who was a Muslim, actually said at the end of it, God bless my classmates and God bless America. I mean, she said that at the end of her speech, the valedictorian, Mike.
You know what, Tony? Then I am happy to hear that, but how come are you saying to me that you have never heard instances around this country where have football games and everything else where you cannot use the God, and you've had students that have decided not to?
Yeah, Mike, it's happened, but it's not the rule. It's the exception. And if that's happening in your high school, you need to go talk to your school board. Yeah, Mike.
Tony, I would say to you and your guest, what she's describing is also not the rule, but the exception.
Well, that unfortunately, you know what, even if it is the exception, and Mike, thank you for your call, and I do appreciate it, even if Mike's premise is correct that it is the exception, and it may be the exception, Dr. Jennifer Martin, the kids should still feel safe. I don't care if that child is a Lutheran and he's getting picked on because he's a Lutheran. He should have access to the same protections as that LGBTQ student.
Absolutely.
All we're saying is that the school has to be safe.
Right.
This isn't about protecting just the LGBTQ students. It's about protecting every student.
Absolutely. And the reason I'm touching so much on the LGBTQ population right now is because currently they are the most vulnerable in our schools, and it's very important. In all my work and all my experience with studying harassment and bullying, I have not seen that much bullying and harassment regarding one's religion except for Muslim students. That's a big problem right now. I have not heard much at all about Christian students being bullied because of their Christianity.
Right, and again, it's...
Because that's the norm.
I don't know if you went to a public high school. I did.
I did.
I did. We had gay students. This is the crazy thing. I graduated high school in 1980. There were kids that were out. I mean, and it was never an issue. Back then it was the burnouts, the jocks, the gay kids, right? But everybody had their place. I mean, every now and then there might be a rumble in the jungle, maybe the cafeteria, two people, but it was never an issue. I don't know when it escalated. I don't know at what point that it escalated at the high school level where all of a sudden, especially within the LGBTQ community. And by the way, Q means questioning because it's fairly new to that equation.
Right.
I just want to make sure the audience knows that. But maybe as these young people became more bold, started to live their lives more openly. But that started happening in the 80s. That didn't start happening in the 90s or the early part of this decade or this century. So I kind of wonder why the escalation in hatred and where it's coming from. I really – and I know you don't know the answer to that, Dr. Jennifer Martin, but it does confuse me in a way because we seem to be going backward in regard to this instead of forward.
Well, you're right. I don't know the answer to that question, but – It may be stemming from our political polarization in this country. It seems that, the Republicans and the Democrats are so divided, and the commentary is so brutal and abusive a lot of times, and, that trickles down. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I think you made a good point earlier, Dr. Jennifer Martin, and that is our legislatures, even the Democrats, most of them are far more conservative than the general population.
Correct.
And that's part of how you get elected, and you have to appeal to as wide a group of voters as possible, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a Democrat, you probably have to present yourself as being more moderate than you may be, or it forces you to be more moderate than you may be. And, if you're a conservative, perhaps it forces you to be more conservative than you may be. Or, I don't know. I ran for office, I lost, so I don't know. I'll never know.
Well, it seems that legislators sometimes build their careers on being intolerant. And one of my points and my charges in coming on and speaking with you and your listeners is that I guess they can do that, and that's okay. I don't think it's right. But as teachers, we can't. And no matter what our religious beliefs are, we have to protect all our students, even if our religious beliefs are incompatible with gay lifestyle. Now, my religious beliefs aren't incompatible with that. But as teachers, we have to protect all students. If you're not doing that, you're breaking the law. So that's what I want to impart to your listeners.
Well, you know, and again, we're going to, we do need to take a break here in just a moment, and you're going to come back and join us in the 8 o'clock hour. You know, if we lived in an egalitarian world, and we don't, unfortunately, but if we did, where including, you know, a religious beliefs that really, you know, embrace this idea of equality, whatever that means for people, because obviously it means different things for different people, or we wouldn't even be having this discussion right now. And I appreciate Mike's passion. I think it was unfounded, though, because I don't think his kids are going to school unless they're, you know, trying to, you know, pray during math class, you know, right. You know, or speak in tongues. I, you know, don't know where that came from, Mike. So I thought it was a great call, and I'm glad we had the discussion.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Dr. Jennifer Martin is going to, we're going to take a little break with her, but we will be back with her at 8 o'clock. So if you want to line up and get on the phone to talk to her, and we'll be talking about these and lots of other issues. But when we continue, Jalen Rose will be joining us from the Fab Five, a fantastic basketball career. He's also has his own charter school. So, what is he doing here? Do I really welcome that? Well, let's find out. But we got to take the break first. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes that flooding along 696 in pockets. You're going to find near 11 Mile, there's been water reported. We've had standing water reported near Mound Road, and you just don't want to hit that kind of flooding with any kind of speed. Definitely conditions ripe for an accident. Coming out 75 South, getting much busier, coming down toward 12 Mile to 8 Mile. If you're on westbound 696 coming into 75, that's getting a lot busier. I-94 trying to make your way 696 down toward Maras. You've got a lot of company.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include a chance of rain throughout the day, a high near 84. Tonight, look for a chance of rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow, showers are likely, and a high near 73. Right now, Metro Airport, it's mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Last weekend, the Workers' Independent News traveled to Netroots Nation. This year, the main focus was on organized labor, sparked mostly by the uprising in the state of Wisconsin. Nearly every panel we attended mentioned the Wisconsin moment and how it has sent waves of inspiration through the country and has changed the way progressive organizations and labor unions fight their battles. Van Jones was one of the keynote speakers of the event. He said one of the lessons he's learned from both the Tea Party and the spontaneous action in Wisconsin is that there is no more room for single, charismatic leaders. Instead, organizations need to unite and focus on charismatic networks.
That's the genius of the Tea Party. They have charismatic leaders of a certain kind. But if Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck and Dick Armey had a press conference tomorrow and said the Tea Party is over, it wouldn't be over because the values and the network wouldn't let it.
Peggy Mears is a member of the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, an organization that formed to help homeowners struggling with foreclosure to take on the banks. Mears spoke on a panel called The Empire Strikes Back, The Fate of Wall Street Reform. And she tapped into the inspiration she's felt in her state from what she witnessed happen in Wisconsin.
Wall Street bankers and Republicans with their deregulation mentality is the cause of the financial crisis. You will not put that on teachers. You will not put that on our public workers such as police and firefighters. We're not going to have it. We're standing with Wisconsin.
On Friday, four buses of online activists traveled to the Minneapolis Stone Arch Bridge, which stands in the view of the I-35 bridge that collapsed 4 years ago. There, the laborers were holding a rally to push for investment in the nation's eroding infrastructure. Terrell Clark of the Blue-Green Alliance said that infrastructure doesn't simply mean roads and bridges.
We want to make sure that we can continue to have safe and clean drinking water. We need to make those investments now. create those good jobs, and make sure that we're moving forward. Every day, 7 billion gallons of clean drinking water are lost to leaking pipes.
Laborers President Terrence O'Sullivan also spoke on the bridge, and he pushed the message spread 2 miles away in the convention center.
Let us fight together and let us win together, not only for infrastructure, but let's be radical in our approach. We need to be radical when it comes to the fight for workers' rights, for human rights, for civil rights, for infrastructure jobs, and the right to put people back to work again. And I know that we will do it. So let us stand together, let us fight together, and let us win together.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano, indeed, with you. We are in wait of one Mr. Jalen Rose. And, you know, Radford, more than any other reason I wanted to have him on was to say to him, hey, dude, what's it like to know that 20 years ago you were part of the Fab Five? It's been 20 years, Jeff.
Yeah, that makes me feel old.
Well, you are old.
That's
I mean,
true.
You're so old you can't even get out of bed in the morning.
That and I talked about CDs yesterday.
Cross-dressers or compact discs?
Compact discs.
Well, I don't know. You said CDs. You got to understand the world I live in. That's part of the dialogue
so.
In my
world. I've never thought of CDs as standing for that.
Well, it does.
So, yeah, and people looked at me like I was crazy. CDs. Like, no one uses those anymore.
What do they do? MP3s?
Yeah, it's MP3s, playlists, iPods, stuff like that.
Really? People don't buy CDs anymore?
No, you buy stuff off of iTunes now is how it goes down.
Okay. And now you have a Mac, although it's the show's Mac, I need to remind you.
No, you don't need to remind me. Dominic used it while he was here, so.
That is true, but he was using it to watch the U.S. Open. Keep in mind, I walked in there during the show. But that's okay. Listen, my guest is here now, so let's turn our attention where it needs to be. Why talk to Radford when I've got a... No, we don't have him yet. Yeah, so... we have Amir, right? So we're going to go to Amir, and we'll welcome Amir to the show. Hey, Amir, thanks for calling back, buddy. I'm sorry we just were up against the clock a little earlier.
No, that's no problem, Tony. To your emailer, you know... Our problem in America is we always do not use facts. We do not talk about facts. We talk about beliefs, opinions, and feelings. We do not base our opinions, beliefs, and feelings off of facts. DPS school system is destroyed because in 1999, the state took our schools over. Detroit has not ran the schools or had control of the school budget since 1999. We did not put ourselves in a deficit. We had a plan to fix our schools. That's why we, the people in the city of Detroit, put a $1.5 billion bond, meaning a tax on the city of Detroit, to fix our schools.
Yeah, absolutely, Amir. You know, you had called and talked about this the other day, and actually this fits nicely into my next guest. So your call comes at the right time, and I want to thank you. Let me turn to my next guest now, because he's had a chance to hear what Amir had to say. Joining me now is Jalen Rose. Jalen founded the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. He is, of course, an ESPN and NBC studio analyst, 13-year NBA veteran and former star of the Michigan Fab Five. Jalen Rose, welcome to First Shift. 20 years, dude. We were just making fun of you. 20 years ago was Fab Five. Thanks for thanks and welcome to the show today.
Making me feel old.
You should feel old. 20 years is a long time there, brother.
And also in 1991. I was a graduate of Detroit Southwestern High School in the DPS.
Well, you are certainly a proud recipient of a Detroit public school system the certificate of graduation. You know, I got to tell you, as I was looking at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy website yesterday, you guys do something kind of unique. You actually have admittance to the school based on a lottery system, and I want to thank you for doing that because a lot of charters don't do that.
Thank you very much. Being a product of the public school system, I understand that you have to do what you can to help influence all. And when you have a lottery system, we understand that we're going to get some ninth graders that are reading at fourth or fifth grade levels. We're going to get some ninth graders that are reading at 10th grade levels. We wanted to give everyone an opportunity to come to a quality school where learning is going to be paramount, a charter school that's really trying to break the mold in the city of Detroit. We have some great private schools. We have a couple of very good public schools. We have some very good charter schools. So for me personally, that argument doesn't really matter. It doesn't hold water for me. It's just about creating some quality schools for our students to learn. And that's what we're trying to do at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
You know, it's interesting. People do, you obviously, Jalen Rose, you've done very well with your life, very successful in every facet of your life, and God bless you for that, and I'm happy for you. You know, a lot of athletes don't necessarily go down this road. They might endorse a charity or give money to a disease, not that there's anything, of course, wrong with any of that, but you chose education. Why education?
It's the key to our future. And a lot of times, being an athlete, people pay attention to the headline, being an All-American at Detroit Southwestern, being a member of the Fab Five at the University of Michigan, getting drafted to the NBA, but not paying attention to the actual article. I was an honor roll student in high school. I was a college graduate. I'm working in my major of mass communications now with ESPN and ABC. And really just opening a charter school is a graduation of my mission. I've helped influence at least 40 kids to college. I have an endowment for scholarship at the University of Michigan. So really just opening a Jalen Rose Leadership Academy is my way to try to help more students give back to the city of Detroit. And obviously it's not just me. I have a tremendous planning team. I have a tremendous co-founder in Michael Carter. So many board members who are passionate about the youth of Detroit and really want to see our city get out of this education crisis that we are in, whether people want to admit it or not.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because there are, we spent a lot of time on this program talking about education, and I don't know how aware you are of what the Governor Snyder has done with the school funding, and the legislature providing some significant cuts to the school system. And, you know, now more than ever, when we probably need more money instead of less money in the schools, they're unfortunately getting less money. You will enroll your first class this upcoming fall, correct?
Yes, September 6th, and I'm very aware of the cuts. So much aware that I understand our prison system is actually declining, but I know that the budget for the prison system and the correctional facilities has risen to the point where $30,000 to $40,000 per year we're spending per prisoner, yet we're barely able to spend $7,000 per student. So where are our priorities? And those numbers are indicative of why our system is flawed.
Well, you know, and then as a charter, you have an added burden. I know part of that, and we certainly will take some time to talk about. You've got a fundraiser coming up with some pretty big names on it. But you know, part of the mandate of having a charter school is you need to fund this thing, and you need to fund it properly. How are you able to respond to that financially?
Being state funded, being a public school, we're a tuition free academy. But what I'm trying to create at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy is we have some high-performing public schools and charter schools in the city of Detroit, but we don't really have that break-the-mold Country Day, Catholic Central, University of Liggett. Those schools, while they're in the Detroit area, they're not in Detroit. And I'm trying to create a school to where we can compete with that school, those schools. And when our kids put a resume on the desk, they have the same skills as those kids whose parents were fortunate enough to pay $25,000 a year for their kid to go to. Because we know in urban situations, that's just not the reality. So the separatism really starts at a young age. And I'm trying to do what I can to help bridge that gap.
Well, you know, I think it's significant to note that, and especially to those that listen to this show on a regular basis, that, you know, education really is at the foundation of what we talk about here on a daily basis. You know, what you want for the Jalen Rose Academy, of course, is what you would want for all students, no matter what school system they're in, whether it be Detroit or Los Angeles or Chicago. You know, it doesn't matter. This should be something that's afforded to every child.
Absolutely. And if the system isn't working, you got to find ways to make change. 25% of African American young men are graduating high school once they enter in ninth grade. 25%. That's probably the lowest in the country. There's no way we can help turn around the fate of our great city if we're not educating our youth. Now, you know what those numbers will do. They'll increase the crime rate. They will increase the poverty rate. They'll increase the migration rate of families who now feel like they need to move out of the Detroit area to really find quality schools and opportunity and jobs for their family. We have to find ways to turn that situation around, and education is the base.
Well, I can't disagree with that. I mean, really, this flight that we talk about to the suburbs is about education for a lot of people. They think it's about safety. And, Shane LaRose, this isn't about safety at all. It's about taking care of your family and making sure your children have a good educational base in order to give them some advantages in this world. Without a good education, it's a much tougher road to haul. That's for damn sure. Let's talk a little bit about the golf outing, the first annual golf outing you got coming up. Again, some big names coming into town to help you out. So talk a little about when is that, and if people can get involved, how they can get involved.
July 11th in Ann Arbor. For more information, go to jrladetroit.com. That's jrladetroit.com. There are so many people who have influenced Detroit or have Michigan ties directly or indirectly, whether they're from the Detroit area, went to college at a school in Michigan, that are passionate and really want to help give back to the youth of Detroit. A lot of them have committed to be at the golf outing and really try to help create the Break the Mold model at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. But also I want to point out another thing. The eight most important years in a kid's life are the four they're in high school and the four they should be in college. You ask any adult that's unhappy with their career, that's unhappy with their life, that's unhappy with their situation, they point back to that eight-year window, to the mistakes, the poor decisions that they made in that area.
Yeah,
so it's very important to make quality decisions and be educated, not just a diploma, but a degree as well and a career.
I agree. Thank you so much for your time. Commit to coming back when you've got 1 year under your belt. Let's see how things are going at the school.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jalen Rose, once again, we'll take a quick break. Be back after this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Virgil Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Thursday, the gloves come off. Punch in the first shift as a right meets the left. Tony Trupiano and Ann Coulter square off right here on 1310 WDTW. Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. So, Radford, you get to keep your job. You get to keep your job.
Why is that?
Jalen Rose is a good interview.
I was loving the entire thing. And you know what? The common ground found, because, of course, you know, it was a charter school, but then he did say the lottery. The common ground found between the two, you know, our show and what he's doing is the basis of education and the fact that it needs to get better. And Jalen knew what he was talking about. $40,000 for a prisoner, and then you barely get 7 to 8 per kid in the DPS.
Well, you know, that goes back to that letter that you gave me a few weeks ago about the superintendent that wrote and said, turn us into a prison.
Exactly. And that's exactly the point that I was heading towards, is that, like he said, priorities are messed up, and education is where it's at. And the two of you, you know, listening to the conversation, it seemed like, yeah, you know, some of this stuff could be avoided. Forget about, you know, attacking crime right now, which, I mean, I guess you shouldn't have, you know, forget about it. But if you get to these kids before they don't graduate, because like he said, 25% of African Americans in the city of Detroit graduate. That means 75% don't. And according to his words, that leads to other problems that, you know, now we have to find other solutions to.
Well, you know, think about what he said at the end of the interview, and we'll ask Dr. Jennifer Martin about this and when she's back with us in the 8 o'clock hour, but, you know, think about what he said at the end of that interview with regard to that 8 years, that 4 years of high school and then that 4 years of college. You and I had that experience. Not everybody listening to us has had that 8 year experience. And, you know, for me, it was an amazingly positive time in my life. And, you know, you and I, and I don't know that we've ever talked about mentors, but, you know, the majority of my mentors, if not all of them, are educators, Jeff. And so as I look at the educational experience, you know, it's the building shouldn't matter. Where the building's at shouldn't matter. But what needs to happen is you need to have an administration in every building, an essential administration in every district, that understands how to support the teacher. Because it is the teacher that truly is the one that defines that experience for a student, period. And think about that, Jeff. Think long and hard. It's about the professors you've had. It's about your fifth grade teacher and your ninth grade English teacher and your 12th grade math teacher. These are the people that have made that experience exceptional for you.
And don't think that it hasn't happened for Jalen either. I mean, reading books, if you've read the Fab Five book, or if you listened to Jalen talk about the JIRLA before, those mentors, you know, few and far between maybe, but he did have them, you know, and that's what's led to the experiences of him going after education, like you were saying. Some athletes don't see them in the spotlight, or maybe they just write a check and that's it. They don't want to donate their time and you know, to each their own. You're right. As long as they're doing something, if they're doing something at all. But Jalen is front and center, giving his time, giving his money, giving his effort, trying to get this started, caring about the education in Detroit, and I think it's great.
Well, listen, to plan a school, it's not like they have to reinvent it, because we already know how to do it, but still, to go to that point, to find a building and then to build that infrastructure and to get that initial seed money and to get approved for that and then to put that team together. And again, you know, the one question that I am absolutely angry at myself for not asking him is when those teachers arrive in the fall, will they have collective bargaining agreements? But I think you told me that they do, or that they, I'm pretty sure that you told me something, and maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, that's important to me, that the teachers that are going to teach at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, you know, actually have a collective bargaining agreement. If all that's in place, then how can I find fault with this? And Dr. Martin and I were talking during the break, and again, we're going to bring her back in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff, but we were talking during the break. No one's saying not to do this. You know, the point is, how do we do this better with what we already have? Well, we already know how to do that. We just need to fund it properly. If we would just properly fund education, most of the problems we perceive to have would go away. So for that emailer, Jeff, that emailed me earlier and said that money solves these problems, it does.
Yeah. He said just keep throwing money at the problem. And again, I hear this constantly from that, I don't want to put it out there, those people, but people who take things to the extreme. Well, yeah, if you just toss money at a problem, it's not going to go away. If you toss money smartly at a problem, A, you could probably use less money, and B, it solves the problem because you're doing it in a smart way. So there's your intellectual knowledge for the day.
Well, and this has been my experience, and you need to keep in mind that, you know, I've sat on corporate boards. I'm not a newbie to this. I really do know what I'm talking about. I have a lot of friends that are very gifted teachers. They're never invited to the conversation. You know, the teachers are never invited to the conversation about how to fix education. They invite the principal. They invite the superintendent. They invite the curriculum officer. You know, they invite all those people, Jeff, but they don't invite the teacher. They invite them to the hearing, but they don't invite them to the meeting. And the meeting is where the deal gets done. And they're not inviting them to the meeting. If you invite the teachers to the meeting, something would actually get accomplished. You know, the teachers actually are very good at this. They have to do it every single day. So why wouldn't those skills transfer over into that meeting room? Well, they would. But they just don't ask them, Jeff. And I don't get that. I don't get it at all. I would be offended. If I were a teacher, it would be really, really hard. Can you imagine with my temperament, me being a teacher?
No.
That was simple.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just joking.
Absolutely not.
It makes complete sense. And remember when we had Susan Spencer on last week and she was the first woman GM in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Talking about the labor agreements, and she's actually owned many businesses. And the first thing she does, I think it's what smart people do, you know. It's the path of success. The first thing she does is get down and dirty and learn from the ground up what people have to do, learn their problems. So that she can relate. And it's not one of those situations where you're at the top and you just say, hey, this is how things are going to go, and they don't understand how it really goes on the floor. You know, same with this is what you're saying. You know, you can't have administrators saying, well, this is how our school is going to be run, and the teacher's input doesn't matter at all.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me, and I've only seen this show twice, but both times I saw it, I liked it, and I'd like to see it more, is The Undercover Boss. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah.
I've only seen it twice, and last time was last week. It's about this guy that owns a chain of bowling alleys called Lucky Strike, and he had no clue. He had no clue how his business was run. I mean, he knew how the business side of it was run. He had no idea the practical side of it, the actual nuts and bolts day to day. And that's the other problem. I've talked about this on the show, Jeff. Superintendents, by and large, don't come from teaching ranks anymore. You know, they are specialists. They get degrees in doing that administrative job. And I think if you've never, maybe I'm just a traditionalist, a little old-fashioned this way, but I don't think you should be a superintendent of a school if you've never taught in a classroom.
No, exactly. And you're right. That show does sometimes, it's hilarious because the boss ends up being fired by his own workers because he can't cut it. He doesn't know how to exactly do it. And he's better at just sitting in a suit in a chair. But one thing before we wrap up the Jalen Rose thing, which I thought was kind of interesting, is did you see the talking points about how it's going to be related to UDM, University of Detroit Mercy?
Yeah.
Is going to have a hand in this, and they're also going to.
Well, all charters have to by state law, by state charter actually, partner with a school, a higher education, a college of some kind.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, they have to do that. That's why the Eastern Michigan DPS thing, and I'm going to get to that in the next hour because the people at Eastern Michigan don't like this deal. that they put together. But we'll get to that. All right, we need to take a break. Dr. Jennifer Martin will be with us in the next hour. I'm sure she's going to have plenty to say about what we've been talking about. Let's take a break here. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes busier conditions along 75 South coming in from 14 down to about 8 Mile. The Reuther westbound heavy in towards 75. Eastbound, though, we've had to be pretty careful in a couple of spots near 11 Mile near Mound Road because of flooding on the roadway. M10 The Lodge also seeing some heavier traffic between the Southfield Freeway and the Davison.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include a chance of rain throughout the day, a high near 84. Tonight, look for a chance of rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow, showers are likely, and a high near 73. Right now, Metro Airport, it's mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, President Obama is going to explain to the American people tonight his timeline for getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. CNN's Bob Costantini reports live, 30,000 will leave by the end of next year. Bob.
Well, Bill, that amounts to splitting the difference of what is no shortage of advice for the president, not just from military and political aides, but from Capitol Hill. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is one Republican who thinks a much larger drawdown can work.
An elite force on a base there could keep the peace and keep terrorists from reorganizing. I would think with less than 10,000 troops, you could keep the country very stable.
That goes against opinions of GOP military veterans like John McCain. In fact, what to do in Afghanistan is one of those rare instances where the parties aren't clearly divided. Bill?
The House might consider a resolution to limit the U.S. role in Libya to non-combat activities. House Speaker John Boehner and others in Congress believe President Obama failed to comply with the War Powers Resolution. More than 50 large, uncontained wildfires are burning in the U.S. from Alaska to Florida. They cover about 1.4 million acres. Prosecutors in the Casey Anthony murder trial in Florida are suggesting Anthony came up with the idea of how to kill her 2-year-old daughter from a cellmate. CNN's Gary Tuchman, who's covering the trial in Orlando, says the defense is raising questions about duct tape found with Kaylee Anthony's remains.
We called this expert from Howland, a DNA scientist, who testified that he finds it very unusual there's no DNA from Kaylee if it was put on before, because supposedly, according to the prosecution, it was on her nose and her mouth where there's lots of DNA.
The loss of government jobs is hurting many cities across the country. A new Brookings Institution report found 12 of the 20 weakest performing metro areas had public sector job cuts in the first quarter after the recession ended. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Mortgage lenders are finding themselves with some extra free time these days. This morning, the Mortgage Bankers Association says the number of applications to refinance dropped more than 7% last week from the week before. Financing for home purchases also down, falling 3%. In a tough economy, it's a lot better to be in the used car business than the new car business. This morning, the nation's top seller of used cars, CarMax, is reporting stronger than expected first quarter earnings, as car shoppers bought what they needed instead of what they wanted. Tough weather this spring. Floods in the Midwest, drought in Mexico have slammed the North American sugar crop. Farming co-ops on both sides of the border predict short supply and higher prices for sugar this year and next. Hours ahead of the Fed's latest announcement on interest rates expected to reveal nothing, an economic outlook expected to reveal pessimism. U.S. stock futures are down, S&P futures losing 2, NASDAQ futures down 7. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? Our region's cash core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac, that's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you, who may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 900 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Tripiano.
And welcome back. It is the final hour of this Wednesday program, and we'll get to what we're going to get to in just a moment. Mr. Radford, I just want to let the audience know, and of course I let you know this morning, Virg Bernero, who is normally with us at this time, he has an aunt that passed away, and so he had some family obligations, and he will rejoin us next week. I just wanted to let the audience know that's where Virg is at, and of course our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family, and we hope that certainly they get through this okay. I understand that Virg was very close to this aunt, and so we wish him and his entire family the very best. All right, Radford, we need to come up with another clue because my consecutive streak continues on to a day 11. And I'm getting more guesses that are wrong than you can shake a stick at. So this is what we've told them so far. We've told them that the weekends don't count, right? And that it's radio-related.
True.
So people can stop guessing sex because the last thing I'm doing here is having sex, even with myself, okay? So you can
that
let
would make for a very odd radio show.
Well, unfortunately, you're in a totally different room, and you don't even have a window where you can see me. So I guess I could be doing that, couldn't I? But it's not that. So we can push that aside. It has nothing to do with my diet. And, yes, God knows I need to lose weight. But it's not food-related because, again, it's on the show. One of the suggestions that came in earlier, my buddy Patrick is just dying. He's just dying. Because he's got to know what it is. But I'm not going to give it away. It says, Tony hasn't watched a Tiger game during the week. No, that's not it. I have. Part of the reason why I'm so damn tired in the morning. So, okay, we need to come up with another clue, Jeff. What do you think?
Oh, geez. Let's see. Let's say
me and Todd are involved. Is that that might get some creative responses, I guess.
Yeah, that could get real creative. Yes, Todd and Jeff are definitely involved in my consecutive streak. And by the way, my guest in this hour, who was with us a little earlier, for those that are just joining us, Dr. Jennifer Martin, who I'll bring on in just a moment, is one of those people trying to guess, and I'm being a good boy. And as last night, and again, I want to thank my good friends out at the Waterford Democratic Club for having me, hosting me yesterday. I enjoyed speaking to you, met some very passionate Democrats. Met a guy named Neil last night that was just a dynamo. He's a former Republican, Jeff, now attending the Democratic Club meeting. So that was inspiring in and of itself. But they had a large turnout last night, and I'm coming back to see them in September. And I gave them a little homework, so we're going to see how they do on their homework. The homework was, they've got a very large building that they meet in. I want them to fill the room. So by September, we're going to see if they're going to be able to. And I told them I'd help them fill the room, so I'm going to start inviting people as well. It would only be fair of me to do that, so I'll look forward to that. I just want to remind everybody, if you want to join us throughout the hour, feel free to do that. And we're going to be open lines this hour, but kind of directed. And again, I'll explain all that in just a second. The toll-free number, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, and the email's been active today, tony@thetonyshow.org. Lots of negative stuff. And some positive stuff as well, but lots of negative stuff this morning. And if we have time, we'll get into that. I don't like to get too totally negative because it's all the same thing and none of it's based on facts anyway. But feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Joining us once again is Dr. Jennifer Martin. She is an educator. She is an expert on Title IX. She certainly has opinions, and we're happy to have her co-hosting this hour of the show with us. Thanks for staying. And
thanks, Tony.
Hope you're enjoying this.
Anytime you want a resident feminist, here I am.
A resident feminist. There you go. See, now I've got a political director and a resident feminist. This is cool. All right, so here's the deal. I get an email from Jill, who listens to the show, and there was a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of, I call them the women of Walmart, 1.5 million women, a sex discrimination lawsuit. The courts yesterday made a decision that did not go in favor of the employees. And so somebody wants to know if that had any correlation to Title IX. You said it doesn't, but you certainly had an opinion on that.
Yeah, that's a great question, Jill, and I thank you for that because it brings an important distinction. Title IX is part of the Educational Amendments of 1972, and that covers sex discrimination in schools, K-12 schools, higher education, anything that receives federal funds, so even private schools as well. What you're thinking of is Title VII, which is part of the Civil Rights Amendments of 1964, and that covers sex discrimination in employment. So, unfortunately, the issue with the Walmart case, and, you know, I'm not an attorney, let me just say that, was that apparently the class was too big, and the women may have had separate and different and distinct issues. But I am told, and I'm very disappointed in that court decision, but I am told that individual women may form smaller classes or bring forth individual claims. But the lesson is, don't shop at Walmart.
No, there you go. And we are big anti-Walmart people here. And you know what? If again, because the one thing I don't control are the commercials in the CNN news break at the top of the hour, and I've said this before, I don't control that. Now, we have it written in my contract where they can't play Walmart commercials within my show.
That's great.
Built into my contract. But CNN, we don't control. So occasionally, Walmart advertises with CNN, and there's nothing I can do about it. So all I can do is say, don't shop Walmart, and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to. I can't get the commercial off. So if it does happen, and it did play today, and I have a feeling it did play today, I apologize profoundly. It's nothing that I can control. Trust me, we've tried to figure out a way to get rid of it, and we can't. But I think people know how I feel about Walmart. I wanted to ask you, as you know, the Detroit Public Schools announced, and the governor announced yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, that they are going to privatize 5% of what they're calling the worst performing schools in the Detroit Public School System, which will ultimately become part of the new state model of educating. It's privatization at its core, Dr. Jennifer Martin. There's no question that's true. The faculty at Eastern Michigan University came out overnight, and yesterday afternoon and over, actually it was overnight, and said that they, at this point, are not going to endorse that plan. And in fact, they may even boycott getting involved in this program. I found that to be quite extraordinary, and it's based on,
I agree.
Unfortunately for maybe the kids, it's based on a lack of transparency in the process, and they're saying, listen, we don't need to do this. This is not the right way to do it. So I'm glad you agree. I'm just a little shocked that the faculty at Eastern Michigan University would be so vocal. I'm very pleased by it, but a little shocked.
As am I. I think that's good news. Regarding what Jalen Rose had to say, I agree with him about the money spent on education as opposed to the prison system. And it's true across this country. We spend far more on incarcerating people than we do on educating them. And, you know, there's a direct correlation there. A good resource that you or your listeners might be interested in is a book by Linda Darling Hammond called Flat World in Education, and it came out recently. And she was working with the Obama administration, no longer is, unfortunately, but she studied schools across the world and found that the highest performing and best schools were in Finland and Singapore and a few other places. And these countries have union teachers, they're highly paid, they're autonomous, and they have control over their curriculum. There's academic freedom. And students are doing a lot of individual project-based things and higher-order thinking. And we see in this country, especially after No Child Left Behind, teachers have less and less academic freedom. Curriculum is more standardized. But we don't have one-size-fits-all students, so we shouldn't have a one-size-fits-all education system, and it's not working. And what is happening is that under No Child Left Behind, we have an assess and punish model. Schools that aren't high-performing get punished, and you have their resources taken from them when they need more resources, not less. And another thing that I want to touch on is that there's this mythology about teaching and education and teachers, and that anyone can be a teacher, and it's so easy. And that's a myth. Are you familiar with the short-lived Tony Danza Teach television show?
Yeah, I sure am.
I thought that was wonderful, because the first day, Tony Danza was sweating and in tears, because it's not easy.
No, I mean, there's, you said it was short-lived. I never did watch the show because it went away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was a ratings thing or I don't know
I'm
why.
Not sure.
I don't know why it went away. Did you end up seeing it?
I saw it, yes. I was glued to it.
Was it, because I didn't get a chance to see it. Was he struggling? Did he ever seem
well,
to
you
catch
know,
on?
What I got from it was that, I believe, and I could be wrong, he had two classes of the same prep. I think it was 10th grade English he was teaching. He had a coach in the room with him at all times. And he was sweating in his shoes in front of the class and would go home crying because it is so hard. And this is, you know, a veteran performer who's very savvy. And,
and he's a tough guy. I mean, this
exactly,
is not a win. He's a
exactly.
former boxer, so it's...
Exactly. This is not easy work.
Well,
and not everyone can do it.
And there's a reason, Dr. Jennifer Martin, it takes many years to become a teacher, become an to get even certified. That doesn't even make you a teacher. Just because you have a certification doesn't necessarily make you a teacher. We need to take a break, so we're going to do that right here. Feel free to join us. In fact, I got a wonderful email from a teacher that I'll share with you when we come back. I am Tony Trupiano, Dr. Jennifer Martin, my guest. Feel free to give us a call right now, 888-552-3595. It's your show, it's your time, it's your topic. Call us now. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes the delays on 275 northbound coming up from Ann Arbor Road up toward 9614, then in pockets up towards 696, kind of the normal stuff at this time in the morning, like the I-75 interchange into the Reuther. We're heavy from 14 Mile Road down about 8 Mile northbound, coming up from 9, heading toward about 12. If you're on 696, the worst of it is coming in toward DeQuinder and 75 and then out towards Southfield Road before it eases up.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for heavy rain later this afternoon, a high near 84. Tonight we'll see that rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow look for rain throughout the day, and our high is 73. Right now at Metro Airport, it's overcast and 73 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 on 1310 WDTW.
Mortgage rates are as low as 3%, 3.2 APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $293 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-TREE.
Follow 1310 WDTW on Facebook and Twitter. Find direct links on our homepage at 1310WDTW.com.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure-treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. Participate in McDonald's.
Thursday, the gloves come off. Punch into First Shift as a right meets the left. Tony Trupiano and Ann Coulter square off right here on 1310 WDTW. Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Just want to welcome back Dr. Jennifer Martin. We'll bring her back on in just a moment. She is with us this hour, so if you have any questions or comments, feel free to do that. I want to let people know that on July 29th at the Magic Bag in Ferndale, there's going to be a concert for the recall. So here, I'm going to bring you on. This is NB. Is NB the name of a band?
Nobody's Business.
Nobody's Business. Okay, that tells you how old I am. Mule, well, it's true. Mule Driver and White Shag on, they're going to be on the Tony Show? I didn't know that.
No, I am.
Oh, you're going to be on the Tony Show. Oh, all right. Anyway, the concert is July 29th at the Magic Bag. Do you know what time it starts?
I can keep you posted. Probably 7, 8, 9, yeah. Something like that. I'll keep you posted.
All right. Well, we'll certainly get you all that information. I knew that concert was coming up, and I didn't know that, because I know they were waiting on one of the bands to confirm, and so I'm glad that they did that. Just a very quick, because I don't have, actually I do have information that I can't share with you, but I will just share this, that the petition drive is going better than anybody would have ever thought, and so that's a very good thing. Listen, before the break, and I want to get back to this Eastern Michigan story for just a moment, because that it's actually the president of EMU, Susan Martin, who said that the faculty, no faculty will be assigned to work in a school in Detroit. And I find it interesting that the president felt compelled to make a statement like that. You know, I don't understand exactly how charters work. I mean, because some of them are different. I mean, they're not all created equal, as I learned yesterday that, you know, the Jalen Rose Academy has a lottery, which most of them do not have.
Right.
So I understand that there are differences between them, and I get that. But and I know that they have to be partnered with a higher education in a university that does four-year
degrees. Typically a university, not always.
But, you know, they have to do, you know, they have to do that. That relationship has to be there. So why she felt compelled to give that statement, I guess, is a little odd to me. That's all.
And I'm not sure what that's about. Is it because it's a charter entity and they're not comfortable with it?
Well,
or is
you know,
it because it's DPS and it's sort of far removed from Eastern Michigan University? Typically, Wayne State is, a lot of their professors do their, in the field of education, do their research in DPS, from what I understand.
And I'll just read from the article that was in the Detroit Free Press, which was posted at 1:35 a.m. this morning. It says, Eastern Michigan University faculty members are promising not to do any work that might help bust existing public school teacher contracts, possibly crimping plans to use the faculty in a new statewide school district run by the university. We won't have our memberships involved in breaking union contracts, said Howard Bunsis, who is the treasurer of the EMU faculty union.
Well, so, that's good news.
That is good
news. That's good news. They're supporting the teachers union. And let me just point out, I'm very concerned about this union busting that's going on. And I think it's really interesting that, I don't know if you know this, but the field of education and other similar helping professions such as nursing, healthcare, social work are disproportionately women. And with this union busting of these types of unions, it disproportionately affects and impacts women. Whereas a lot of the unions where they are disproportionately represented by men, such as security, police, fire, sometimes these unions are exempt from legislation and trying to break collective bargaining and things like that. So this is another Republican effort to harm women. Along with all of the reproductive limitations on choice that we're currently seeing. So, again, women are being disproportionately affected by these issues, and we need to be concerned about that. So, to your caller, Jill, and to your other listeners who are interested and care about equality, not just for women, but for all people, I would like to have you go onto Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and search for Michigan Now. Please go there and like that. I run the Facebook, and I'm constantly posting things about Title IX. There's a story about the Walmart issue. I post things about education, issues that impact LGBTQ people and women and other issues regarding equality. And again, we have the Michigan Now website, which, let me just warn you, is under construction right now. But the address for that is www.michnow.org.
All right, michnow.org. One of the emails that I received during the last segment goes as follows. I want to give you a heartfelt thank you for your comments about education following your interview with Jalen Rose. You are one of the few who seem to get it. Keep fighting. I am standing alongside you. I'm using my summer to take as much action as I can once my professional development classes are completed, and I am circulating petitions and networking at rallies and meetings. Thanks for the daily inspiration and keeps me fighting. Thank you for that that nice email. And you know, I am hearing, Dr. Jen, from lots and lots and lots of teachers, especially now that the school year is over. And they actually have a little more time to listen to the show. I realize that for you know, high school teachers there before 7 a.m. Most of them are there before 7 a.m.,
yes.
So they don't really get a chance to hear the show. So I have heard from a lot of teachers, especially in the last week, which is wonderful. And I'm glad that they're getting to experience this a little bit. They need to know that there are people out there that are, and not just me. I mean, there are a lot of parents out there advocating for teachers these days, and I'd like to say there, you know, there are administrators, not as many as I would like, but certainly your union. I've never seen, you know, I've been at this radio game 17 years, involved on the political side of talk radio for over 10 years now. I've never seen our unions so active, and especially our teachers' unions, the MEA, the AFT, the DFT. I've never seen them as active as they are right now. This is really a positive development, I think, for teachers. And they need to get closer to the union. They really need to turn their attention and get closer to the union and find out what they can do through their union to be more proactive in this fight.
I agree. And, you know, since the Citizens United decision,
yeah.
The unions are the only organizations who can provide money to Democratic candidates and causes. Without the unions, the Republicans will have a pass. It's just the corporations.
Yeah, but the unions have made it very clear through Richard Trumka, who is the president of the National AFL-CIO. He has come down very hard, especially on Democrats, saying if you want that union check this election cycle, it's not so easy as making a promise anymore. We need to see you start doing something today.
Right.
Because without that union money, most politicians really would never get elected, as you know, Dr. Jennifer Martin.
Right.
All right, a quick break here. We come back. Again, we're open line, so if there's something on your mind, other things to get to, I want to share with you an announcement that will be made at 10 a.m. this morning all over the state of Michigan from the Sugar Law Center concerning the Emergency Financial Manager Law and its constitutionality. So you'll want to stay tuned because there's a lot more to get to do. I'm Tony Trupiano. Let's take the break. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after we do this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update has been pretty good news along I-94. Those who come in from the Ann Arbor area heading in toward 275, the airport, Telegraph, Southfield, heading toward the city. A little bit of congestion the closer you get toward I-96 and M-10 and 75. If you're on the east side of town, we do have some heavy traffic as you try to exit near Maross.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for heavy rain later this afternoon, a high near 84. Tonight we'll see that rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow look for rain throughout the day and our high is 73. Right now at Metro Airport it's overcast and 73 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Last weekend, the Workers' Independent News traveled to Netroots Nation. This year, the main focus was on organized labor, sparked mostly by the uprising in the state of Wisconsin. Nearly every panel we attended mentioned the Wisconsin moment and how it has sent waves of inspiration through the country and has changed the way progressive organizations and labor unions fight their battles. Van Jones was one of the keynote speakers of the event. He said one of the lessons he's learned from both the Tea Party and the spontaneous action in Wisconsin is that there is no more room for single, charismatic leaders. Instead, organizations need to unite and focus on charismatic networks.
That's the genius of the Tea Party. They have charismatic leaders of a certain kind. But if Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck and Dick Armey had a press conference tomorrow and said the Tea Party is over, it wouldn't be over because the values and the network wouldn't let it.
Peggy Mears is a member of the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, an organization that formed to help homeowners struggling with foreclosure to take on the banks. Mears spoke on a panel called The Empire Strikes Back, The Fate of Wall Street Reform. And she tapped into the inspiration she's felt in her state from what she witnessed happen in Wisconsin.
Wall Street bankers
and Republicans with their deregulation mentality is the cause of the financial crisis. You will not put that on teachers. You will not put that on our public workers such as police and firefighters. We're not going to have it. We're standing with Wisconsin.
On Friday, four buses of online activists traveled to the Minneapolis Stone Arch Bridge, which stands in the view of the I-35 bridge that collapsed 4 years ago. There, the laborers were holding a rally to push for investment in the nation's eroding infrastructure. Terrell Clark of the Blue-Green Alliance said that infrastructure doesn't simply mean roads and bridges.
We want to make sure that we can continue to have safe and clean drinking water. We need to make those investments now, create those good jobs, and make sure that we're moving forward. Every day, 7 billion gallons of clean drinking water are lost to leaking pipes.
Laborers President Terrence O'Sullivan also spoke on the bridge, and he pushed the message spread 2 miles away in the convention center.
Let us fight together and let us win together, not only for infrastructure, but let's be radical in our approach. We need to be radical when it comes to the fight for workers' rights, for human rights, for civil rights, for infrastructure jobs, and the right to put people back to work again. And I know that we will do it. So let us stand together, let us fight together, and let us win together.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Thursday, the gloves come off. Punch into First Shift as a right meets the left. Tony Trupiano and Ann Coulter square off right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dang, dang.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. That's right. Me and Ann Coulter. How many rounds will it go? I'm going to take some side bets. I'll bring Dr. Jennifer Martin in. Jeff, I want you to join us. Todd, you can join as well. What are the odds you think she's going to show? You think she'll show, Dr. Jen?
I do. Okay. 60% chance, I'll say.
Okay. You know, she only really likes to do what they call friendly media, which is conservative, although she'll do regular news shows. Like, she's done the Today Show, but she normally gets in a fight with Matt Lauer, whoever interviews her.
Yeah, she likes to fight.
She loves to fight, and that's not why I'm having her on the show. I'll explain why in a minute. Jeff, you think she's going to show tomorrow?
Publicity, sure. Yes. Okay. All about the publicity.
Todd, your thoughts?
I hope so. I think so.
You hope so? Oh, so you want the rumble in the jungle,
huh? Of course. I'm really looking forward to this,
actually. When I told Todd yesterday morning, or actually he saw it on Facebook, he turned to me and said, Ann Coulter? Really? Everybody, that's everybody's first response. Dave Holtz, who is the executive director of Progress Michigan, sends me an email as I was out last night and said, Ann Coulter, for real? Yeah, Ann Coulter, for real. And the reason I want to do it is I want an opportunity to address her, Dr. Jen, because she is she peddles in hate.
Absolutely.
And I don't get that. I mean, she can make her point without it being so hateful.
She's a bully, and she's a perpetuator of the bootstrap myth. Because I made it, everybody else can. It's no big deal.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much where she comes from. Of course, the title of her new book is called Demonic. Which, of course, describes liberals, because God knows I'm demonic.
I thought it was an autobiography.
Maybe I picked the wrong day to have you in studio with me. Maybe I should have you with me tomorrow.
I can call in.
Yes, you can. You know, and they didn't give me any rules about calling. Sometimes when you get those celebrity guests, they don't take calls, but that I didn't get any notes on that. And I promise to be very fair with her. I'm not going to jump down her throat. I just have a handful of questions, as I would for the governor, who doesn't seem to want to come on my show either.
Well, hopefully she won't jump down yours.
Right? Yeah, because, you know, she's a big gal. That would really hurt. you know, very quickly, I want to mention, while we're waiting on some calls to come in, I want to mention that this morning at 10 o'clock and actually at different points throughout the day today, the Sugar Law Center will be announcing a major statewide action against the Michigan's controversial emergency manager law. And it is my understanding that they are going to be challenging that with a handful of citizens from Pontiac and Benton Harbor, more specifically, and I believe Highland Park. But they will be doing press conferences all over the state today. Starting at 10 a.m., some of them are at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of them are at 1:30 in the afternoon. And they are going to be statewide. So if you want to, if you want more information, I'm actually looking to know where to send you. I would guess forwardmichigan.org would be the way to go. Forwardmichigan.org. But this should be interesting. And it's basically, I know the challenge is going to be, because I talked to somebody involved in the effort, is going to be about the constitutionality of that law. And ergo, most people, of course, that have read it and understand what it does feel that it is unconstitutional. I mentioned earlier, and since I have Dr. Jen here, and she does a lot of stuff on the LGBTQ issues, the state legislature, and I know you just handed it back to me, and I've misplaced it. No, that's not it. The state legislature approved a series of bills yesterday that basically are anti-gay. They say that same-sex partners should no longer be covered under their partner's health care plan. But more damning, and I didn't say damaging, I said damning on purpose, more damning than that is sending the statement that not only are we going to pull that away from same-sex partners or partners in general, but we're not even going to let this be part of the collective bargaining process anymore. It would be literally illegal to even bargain on this issue. I don't know that it gets much more hateful than that.
No, and I don't know how that can stand in this country. We have a separation of church and state, the last time I looked, and I don't know how these lawmakers can bring in their religious beliefs to limit personhood in our country. It's shameful.
Well, you know, there's that whole separation of church and state. There was a guy that called earlier when you were here with us at 7 o'clock. His name was Mike, and he was from Westland, and he said that his kids weren't allowed to go to school and express their religious freedoms. And I don't know that that was a literal, or if it was more, you know, he was, because he said, you know, well, certainly you've heard of these stories. Well, yeah, I've heard of them, but I've never, I've never heard of it happening in Michigan, where somebody, you know, was told that if they showed up with a T-shirt that says Christ Rocks, that they were told that they had to turn it inside out. I mean, I've never heard that happen.
Absolutely not.
And so I don't know where that was coming from. And he lives in the Westland area. I kind of live in the Westland area. I read the local paper. I would have heard this. I would have heard something about this. And I heard nothing about this. So I think maybe he was trying to pick a fight without actually having to pick the fight. Maybe I understand the bigger question he was asking, but you know, Mike, if you're still listening, you need to be careful when you do something like that, because it was so generalized that we really didn't understand where you're headed with it, so we kind of had to guess, and that's usually not good radio. That's my opinion.
Well, and you know, I still believe that there's much more discriminatory treatment of LGBTQ students in schools by other students and even by teachers and faculty and administration. Those who don't step in when harassment occurs, and there have been cases when schools have not allowed gay and straight students to form a gay-straight alliance in schools. And that would be a violation under Title IX. But schools who do have gay-straight alliances are more friendly, harassment-free. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but better environments for LGBTQ populations, and I would argue for all people, because when diversity is honored and everyone is on the same team and respected, then we have a safer school where students learn better.
You know, and again, as the point we were making with Mike is that, if indeed there's discrimination based on religious preference in his high school, I'd like to know that. I'd like to address that with that school system. I really don't believe there is an issue in his kids' schools with respect to religious freedom and religious expression. And if there is, we'd like to know it. But Jeff did give us during one of the breaks an article that said NBC. The title is NBC apologizes for Under God out of the pledge. And I didn't know this happened, but on Sunday, NBC removed the words under God from a reading of the Pledge of Allegiance at the opening of the U.S. Open Championships. Later in the broadcast, NBC apologized for the omission, but as the reporter found out, the network, quote, compounded one omission with another by failing to mention the phrase they left out, under God. According to the statement, NBC's apology went as follows. NBC announcer, this is what the announcer said. We began our coverage of the final four round just about 3 hours ago. When we did, it was our intent to begin our coverage of the U.S. Open Championship with a feature that captured the patriotism of our national championship. Held in our nation's capital for the third time. Regrettably, a portion of the Pledge of Allegiance that was in that feature was edited out. It was not done to upset anyone, and we'd like to apologize to those of you who were offended by it. So, Dr. Jennifer Martin, just saying we omitted or we edited out the words under God, which they didn't say. So even in their correction, they didn't really correct anything, in my opinion.
Right. That's surprising.
I don't get it. I don't understand why they would do it that way.
And they didn't really indicate the rationale for that either, right?
No, there was no rationale from that. And that was the whole story, by the way. So I don't know why, again, I don't know why they would do that. I remember this was probably 10 years ago, maybe longer, when the guy fought to have his daughter not have to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school. I don't remember his name. If I heard it, I don't, because I interviewed him. I interviewed him on my show, at least the show I was doing back then, and he wasn't coherent. He didn't have a coherent reason for wanting to do it. He was an atheist and just didn't feel like his daughter should have to say it. The school, and this is the part that bothered me about that particular case, the school said, fine, then she can just stand there. But he didn't want it uttered at all. And he won. And he ended up winning. You know, he ended up winning. And I don't know if we place that on the school system and the school district or the legal system. I don't know who is to blame for that, but he didn't want it even uttered in her presence, and therefore, because of that, they just stopped uttering it altogether.
That's surprising, too.
Well, it is, but it happened. And again, this will be one of those things that somewhere down the road, it'll be a legal precedent that will have to be dealt with at the higher court levels.
Right.
I do believe it went on to the appeals court who upheld it for what the reason, I believe it was a First Amendment right case. Which made no sense to me. I was just glad.
Right, because that's his First Amendment rights. But what about the other students' First Amendment rights who may want to utter it, right?
Well, you know, Dr. Jen, that's one of the problems with the First Amendment is that it applies to everybody, and it applies to everybody equally. You know, I talked a little bit earlier about egalitarianism. You know, the problem that people have politically with equality is they want it to be their brand of equality.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I've got some of that in me, too. I'm not trying to act holier than thou. I've got some of that. I want my brand of equality to be the brand of equality. But as I prove on a daily basis by doing this show, if somebody wants to send an email, I share it on the air, even if it's counter to what I have to say. If somebody wants to call the show, even if it's counter to what I'm espousing, I try to give them the opportunity to express themselves. So, you know, to some degree, I'm trying to be as equal as I can. But again, people like their brand of equality. I want to thank you for being with us. We're going to let you go at this point, but I really, really want to thank you for being with us today. And I enjoyed this series. And, you know, if anybody wants to get in touch with Dr. Jennifer Martin, just let me know, and I will make sure that she gets in contact with you. A quick break here. We'll come back and wrap things up on the other side of this. I am Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift, and we'll be right back.
Michigan News Talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called Joel Clark, one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A rhino man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A rhino man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a rhino man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested blue rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane. It's blue rhino.
Find us at Lowe's, Walgreens, Speedway, or other Rhino Man approved retailers at BlueRhino.com.
Thursday, the gloves come off. Punch into First Shift as a right meets the left. Tony Trupiano and Ann Coulter square off right here on 1310 WDTW.
3, 1.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
I guess it would help if I actually sat in front of a microphone to do the show. Hey-ho, we're back. Welcome, welcome, one and all. I want to thank again Dr. Jennifer Martin. Jeff, I have this feeling like you need the show to be over with today.
No, why would you think that?
Well, you know, I was just in the other studio in the control room, and, you know, you were just kind of chilling and...
Lounging and enjoying.
You know,
that's how I enjoy the show. I take it in relaxation
mode. This is why we need a window between my studio and your studio.
Why? Because you like to see me in relaxation mode?
Yeah, you know, if one of us has to relax, I don't mind if it's you.
No,
I don't.
Yeah, I was enjoying it. I thought it was interesting, the entire show. I've liked the show today. In fact, I can't wait to get to the emails. I want to hear some of the things that are being said.
Well, now we're getting call. We've got a call coming in, unless it's another someone that doesn't want to talk on air. You know, we may not get to the emails till tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I wanted to get to the poll question of the day, which was about the graphic labels on cigarettes, you know, isn't going to deter smoking. You know what? Not a very optimistic audience as it comes to that question, Jeff. They're basically saying people are going to smoke anyways. I mean, by a pretty large margin. So,
what could you possibly put on a pack of cigarettes that would make someone not smoke? I mean, if this doesn't work, what else could you possibly do?
Well, if this doesn't work, I don't know. I mean, you know, listen, it already says smoking causes cancer. Okay, well, that didn't do it. Here's a clogged artery from smoking. Here's a diseased lung from smoking. Here's a diseased lip from smoking, which are pretty graphic things. Honestly, yeah. I mean, people just don't. If that's not enough, Jeff, I really don't know what more you can put on there. I really don't know. All right, let's go to the phones again. If you want to join us, 888-552-3595. I want to welcome Jerry in Farmington Hills of the show. Jerry, bring it on, buddy. What do you got going on? Thanks for punching in this morning.
Hey, no problem. Since you're getting Ann Coulter on there, I want to give you a heads up. If she's going to try to pass herself off as some, like you mentioned earlier, previous half hour, about somebody that basically boosted her up by her own bootstraps and everybody else can do it. Well, she came from a very wealthy family in Darien, Connecticut. Her father was a Wall Street attorney, and she's definitely blue blood.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. You're right, Jerry. Listen, I think that part of the reason I agreed to do this was because I just really don't think she's going to show. Now, I'm going to be prepared for her to show, and I will be very fair with her, but I can't guarantee how long that's going to stay civil.
Yeah, and she's not particularly known for civil. You can recall way back at right after 9/11 remarks when the 9/11 Commission was passing out to survivors of the people killed at the World Trade Center. She said some of these people were
opportunists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the term, opportunists, you know.
Yeah, no, she thought they were opportunists. They thought they were greedy.
She has no absolute, you know, compass whatsoever. I mean, even make a remark like that, especially after the tragedy of that magnitude, you know, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, and in fact, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, she had written another book where she talked about the widows of the 9/11 victims as being greedy. And, you know, Jerry, this is a despicable woman who obviously has found her niche. And if she were, you know, it'd be different if she were like Jon Stewart, where she was a comedian and that was her niche and she did her thing, or Stephen Colbert. But that's not her. She claims that this is really who she is and she really believes this stuff. And you got to wonder, I mean, certainly, you know, and one of the questions I want to ask her tomorrow is if she considers herself to be a Christian. However you want to define that, what she peddles doesn't fit into Christianity at all.
Right. It's kind of like Ayn Rand, for example. You know, if you, like in the book like The Fountainhead or Atlas Shrugged, you know, Ayn Rand's personal philosophies were that religion was kind of like the opiate of the masses. Communism used to refer to religion in the same light, you know, which,
yeah,
I think is kind of shocking.
Absolutely. No, it's it'll be interesting to see how this plays out tomorrow. So I'm curious.
What time is she coming on?
7:30. 7:30.
What time?
7:30.
Okay, I'll make sure I'm on board.
Okay, Jerry, thanks. I appreciate you calling. I know I'm looking forward to it. I am. In fact, when I get back today, I kind of thumbed through the book yesterday. I want to try to get through some of the book today, and then this morning, and then a little more this afternoon. Our Lunch with Tony winner is today, and so I'm looking forward to having lunch with Heidi. And so I'll have a little time, and then I've got another engagement this evening, so it's one of those days. I don't know what I was thinking. I picked the wrong week to be this busy because we have my son's graduation party on Saturday. So there's a whole lot going on, a whole lot going on. All right, one more call, and we got to wrap things up for today. We go from Jerry to Larry. Larry and Lapeer, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tony, good morning. Again, thanks for all the good work you do getting the word and the message out.
Thank you.
I just turned on the radio and heard you talking about this guest you're going to have tomorrow, Ann Coulter. I got to tell you, bud, I've listened to her. I've watched her in action a couple times. I'll lay you a bet that if she does show, she's going to start a hollering match. She will spend 90% of the time trying to talk over you. That's what she does. And way back in the day when I had some spare time and I wasn't out here working in the UW, I used to read a little Louis L'Amour novel. There was a guy in there who described a horse one time in describing a blonde woman, and every time I see Ann Coulter,
you have
I think
image
of that quote about a blonde with eyes that are too close together. And that's Ann Coulter to a T, bud. She is just one miserable freaking woman.
Well, you know, she seems to be pretty damned unhappy, although very wealthy. She's certainly done well for herself financially. Every one of her books becomes a New York Times bestseller, and so you've got to wonder, you know, are there really that many, Larry, crazy conservatives out there that need her brand of hate?
No, they become a bestseller because the conservative movement gets behind her, and if you go out there and get a print X number of books, all of a sudden you're on the bestsellers list. I would venture to say that they're... out of every 10 books that come off the shelf, some guy like, or some minion of the Kochs or whatever went out and bought 100,000 of them, and they're probably sitting somewhere in storage or in the garbage where they really belong.
Well, actually, and, Larry, you know, I would feel better if I knew that they were bought in mass and were sitting in storage instead of actually being ingested by people that were actually reading them. So I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for your call. I don't know. It should be interesting. And we have David Holtz tomorrow. David's in Washington, D.C., so we'll look forward to having him on. What else we got going on, Jeff? Do you remember?
Doug Cunningham
from the Wynn News, Workers Independent Network. Doug Cunningham will be joining us.
Great voice, and he loves talking about what's going on with Wisconsin.
All right. Well, yeah, they're actually from Wisconsin, so that would make sense. All right. Good job today, everybody. Glad that you could get up and join us today, Jeff. Really appreciated that. Maybe, you know, tomorrow you can get up and do it again. That would be, you know, great.
I'll give it a shot.
All right. Let's see if we can make it day 12 tomorrow. We never did give him. We did give him another clue. Jeff and Todd are involved. That does it for me. I got to get out of here. For Jeff and Todd, I'm Tony. As always, be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a bit of slow going still. I-75 heading both north and southbound in toward the interchange with 696. If you're on the route there westbound, the worst of it is just trying to get to 75 out towards Southfield Road. And, of course, Southfield Road is okay, but when it becomes Southfield Freeway at M10, that's closed down to Grand River. Then we have only one lane open down toward Michigan Avenue, and we do have heavy traffic through there.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for heavy rain later this afternoon, a high near 84. Tonight we'll see that rain, a low near 66. Tomorrow look for rain throughout the day, and our high is 73. Right now at Metro Airport, it's overcast and 73 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTW.